about.
Don't go anywhere. Things are about to get violent.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
We meet at the Denny's and we compare notes.
No, I never said Denny's. IHOP.
No,
IHOP.
I said Denny's. You know how I feel about IHOP.
Don't start. Don't.
Socialist.
I don't want to get into this debate again.
Okay.
I enjoy IHOP.
I'll have a cup of coffee.
You will have pancakes and you'll like it.
There's no link between diabetes and diet. That's a white myth, like Larry Bird or Colorado.
Kevin.
I was like, dog, you gonna take that big old bear on? Boy, you slayed it, dude. What?
Let's do this.
There are white folks, and then there are ignorant motherfuckers like you.
And now.
Take the good, you take the bad, and you take them both. There you have the facts of life.
Our feature presentation.
I hear that's true.
Yeah. That's deep.
I gotta tell you, there's not enough beatboxing for my taste these days.
Really?
I love beatboxing.
Really?
Yep.
Do you do any beatboxing yourself, or you just enjoy others beatboxing?
Well, I mean, you know, I was in the 2003 championships.
Right.
I mean, if you consider that doing it myself.
No know. Idea.
Did you spend so much of your early years involved in beatboxing that now you just can't even bear to bring yourself to do it again?
I hate it. My dad pushed me into it. And then at one point I had to start taking meth just to get through it. You know what I mean? I was just on heavy meth for like
because all the rehearsals all the time and travel schedule.
Right.
Because you're behind the music.
Right. You know, it happens. What are you going to do?
Well, we appreciate it when folks call up the Afro Line and leave us beatbox messages. That's why we save them. Speaking of telephones, you can pick up the phone and give us a call for Kevin Bean's What It Do Nephew. We got the Tuesday edition of What It Do Nephew coming up in about a minute. You know, a couple of straggling stories from Halloween that I love so much. Two, in fact, that you won't believe. Both happened on Sunday, where people in breathalyzer costumes were arrested for DUIs. Now, that's awesome,
really?
Right? You got to go back to the police station if you're in one of these two cities. Oxford police said a man they arrested on suspicion of drunken driving over the weekend was wearing a rather appropriate costume. A police report said that James Miller, 18, was stopped after officers saw him driving the wrong way on a one-way street just before 2:30 a.m. Sunday. When officers approached, they found Miller was dressed like a breathalyzer. I love that.
That's pretty strong.
The other story is Albany. Police in Albany County arrested 25 people for driving drunk this past weekend during a blanket DWI patrol, including one man dressed as a breathalyzer Halloween costume. The man who had left a house party in the costume refused to take a breathalyzer exam. Good night! Here all week. But I'm thinking about the mindset of the type of person who would dress up as a breathalyzer. I mean, that's a person who's given some thought to drinking on Halloween.
I love that.
And I guess we shouldn't be surprised that something like this happens, but they had to have had a good laugh about it out at the police station.
It also opens up a whole world of hitting on chicks if you're a breathalyzer.
Oh, well.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You look like you might be a little drunk. We better test things out.
Yeah.
Sure. Yeah, exactly.
So that's the way to go.
And you don't even have to buy a hose, right?
Hey, now.
Just say it.
What are we talking about now? All right, let's get started with your phone calls. 1-800-520-1067 is the number. It's Kevin and Bean's What It Do Nephew.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do,
what it do, nephew.
All right, a pair of tickets to the NHRA Full Throttle Drag Racing Championships. They're coming up on November the 14th at the Auto Club Raceway in Pomona. It says here, and I should mention, that there's also an online contest. If you go to kevinandbean.com, you can win a Burnout Zone VIP package to hang with Lightning at the NHRA Auto Club Finals.
Isn't that great?
The Burnout package,
I love this.
Yeah, you can tell his fingerprints are all over this giveaway.
Yeah.
The Burnout Zone package includes two Sunday race tickets and two VIP passes to the Burnout Zone. How has that not been a movie, by the way, the Burnout Zone? How has that not been some sort of high school drinking show or something?
It's a good band name, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. A lot of options there. All right, let's begin with Richard. Hi, Richard.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What did you do?
Yeah, I want to know why you find baseball so boring and yet soccer so riveting. They play on a 500 by 500 yard field with a 60 foot by 60 foot net.
Yeah.
Nothing is going on for like 30 minutes. They have a bunch of bitches rolling around grabbing their knees.
Well, then, that does happen. It is the pansiest sport when it comes to acting hurt. That is true.
And then, once the ball gets somewhere near the net, all the fans start going crazy. Then the guy kicks the ball, misses it by 450 feet,
yeah.
And then the game ends in 0-0.
Well, not every game is like that, but at least there's continuous action. Baseball bores me because there's 1 second of action followed by a 30-second reset and then 1 second of action. And most of the action is between the pitcher and catcher. At least in soccer, I don't know, dude. Soccer, it's the beautiful game.
They run
game.
Around a lot.
It's the beautiful.
There's no action in soccer. Like hockey, I understand. You got body kicking.
Hockey's
kick
the best, yeah.
Stuff going on.
Hockey is like soccer on steroids. That's what that is, basically. But, yeah, I mean, at least in soccer and basketball and hockey, you know, there's a lot of action going on.
Mm-hmm.
And well, you don't fall asleep. That's all I'm saying.
You're on American. That's Al-Qaeda.
I'm on American. All right.
Yeah. You like He's the definitely Al-Qaeda. Win.
I'm Al-Qaeda for other reasons, I think. But not because of soccer. I love soccer. Love. World Cup.
Thank you for the call.
Next year. Who's going?
You're not. I know that.
Right.
I wish I could. I don't know what response you were looking for, but I know you're not.
All right. Let's go to Nick. Hi, Nick.
Hey, Kevin, Bean, Lisa May.
Hi, Nick.
What's up? What's going on?
I want to know what the heck is up with this show V. All I know is it's on ABC, and they like to graffitiize bus stops. That's it.
I can tell you what is going on with the show V.
Vagina.
I mean, that's obvious.
I think
what
it actually
is a show about vaginas. A giant vagina comes down from the sky, and all the guys climb into it and go for the ride of their lives.
I don't think that's it.
That's the impression I got.
I'd watch that, too. This is the show where the aliens come to Earth?
Yeah,
is that
V stands for visitor, I think.
Visitor, all right.
And they look like us.
Could it stand for visitor and vagina, though?
It's possible.
Okay.
It's a new series.
I don't
know.
They could
have put a good twist in it.
It was on one time before, right? As a miniseries or something?
It was a miniseries, yes. Yeah. It was really
good,
too.
Yeah, remake, yeah. I've only seen limited commercials on it, but the alien that was featured in the spot that I saw was pretty hot. Pretty hot alien. So yeah. It could be visitor and vagina. It could be both.
Yeah.
So I've got high hopes for it.
I don't know. I hope so. Looks
Nick,
looks
you're
like
saying it doesn't look good to you, or you don't understand it?
Say what?
It doesn't look good, okay. Or you don't understand it?
Well, I just don't understand it. Like, one of my friends was trying to tell me that it was kind of like Alien Nation, but with hot women. So
yes,
that
is accurate.
Yeah, I automatically assumed V was like Vagina Force 5.
It's a vagina.
All right. Well,
okay.
Either
well,
way.
Watch it and let us know. Thanks for the call.
It's not a difficult concept. You might like it or not like it, but... It's a pretty simple
it seems
concept.
Pretty straightforward.
Yeah. Let's go to
try Tom.
Tom, all right. Hey, Tom.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hi, Tom. What did you do?
What did you do? Hey, was in Target this weekend with my wife, and you know we cross an aisle, and next thing we know, there in the middle is the remnants of the Phantom Pooper.
In the aisle of a Target.
In the aisle, just right there, early in the morning. My wife's in there like, who would do it? Like, well, you know, of course it's Phantom Pooper.
Yeah, so sometimes you don't have a choice. Now,
I just pooped.
Not to get too graphic, but was it a 4-year-old or was it a
40-year-old?
Nice, healthy adult.
You know, I didn't really examine, but I'm going to venture guess and say it was the 40-year-old.
Yeah. Great.
We have taken phone calls. Do you remember that? From people who work at places like Target, and it happens all the time.
But
mostly
in the aisle?
It's kids.
But right in the aisle of the store? Not even like, near the bathroom?
No, they don't even try to get to the bathroom.
Yeah. Wait, you know, wasn't even trying to hide it. It was just there.
Just there.
On display.
They were giving you a present.
Yeah.
Was it at least on sale?
No.
Put it in your cart, take it up front.
Full price.
How much is this?
Full price.
I never buy my poop full price. Never. Because there's so many sales, you don't have to.
That's right.
All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Will, who I think may have a little more information than we did, which is hard to imagine on this V thing. Hi, Will.
Hey, how's it going? What'd it do?
What'd it do?
Hey, listen, I watched that V show. The V actually stands for Victory, and they had an older series on about 2 nights ago on the Sci-Fi Channel leading up to the new one that's coming up.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And it looks like it's going to be a hot series, man. I was into it. I sat and watched about 5 hours of it, and it looked pretty cool, so I can't wait for the whole thing to come out.
It does look good.
Okay, you're positive it's not vagina, though? Because I'm pretty sure it's vagina.
No, I'm positive. I wish it was, but I'm positive. The V stands for victory.
Not as interesting.
All right. Yeah.
I like Lisa's visitor better, to tell you the truth.
Yeah, I do, too. Thank you for the call. Oh, Dwan.
Dwan.
Hey, Dwan.
What's up, Kevin and Dean? Hey, Lisa.
Hi, Dwan.
How's it going?
It's your Halloween.
Excellent.
Good, thank you.
Yeah, just past Saturday, I went to a Metro PCS store, and I switched to Metro PCS service, and I got my new phone from there.
All right.
And later on that day, on Saturday night, I just stay at home watching scary movies. This past Sunday, I just stay at home all day, watch some Degrassi, The Next Generation, and some parts of scary movies.
Oh, scary movies again. All right.
Wow.
Did any kids, did any kids come to your door on Saturday night? Did you have candy for them?
No. I just see them downstairs. I say, trick or treat.
And they didn't come upstairs?
This past weekend, I've been thinking about Sinead Grimes and Jessica Stroop.
Yeah, well,
they're your girlfriends. You have to think about them.
Those are two good people to think about.
Yeah, you know my birthday's coming up on Friday.
Yes,
really? You
do.
Haven't mentioned that every single day, 10 times a day, via email and phone calls and Afro lines.
Yeah.
Yes, we do know it is.
Oh, and Twitter, too. I forgot. He constantly Twitters the countdown by day to his birthday.
What are you doing for your birthday? Do you have plans for that?
Yeah, I think my mom's going to try to take me out for dinner on that Friday.
All right.
Well, that's nice.
And Saturday, I think one of my friends going to plan me a birthday party.
Is that right?
Hmm.
Wow, that's exciting. Yeah.
How old are you going to be, Duane?
27.
Wow.
All right.
How about that?
Uh-huh. Today, I got to meet somebody.
When did you meet somebody?
No, I got to meet, try to meet somebody. I got to try to meet the 90210 celebrities.
Sure, of course. Of course.
Duane, do you think there's going to come a year that maybe you're not going to want to spend your birthday with your mom?
Like next year?
Maybe. I don't know.
He's just saying any year. I think you're doing the right thing. If your mom's going to take you out for dinner, that's pretty cool.
I would do that.
Yeah, I like soul food.
You like soul food?
Soul food, sure. Yeah, who doesn't?
All right, I hear
you. Who doesn't? All right, well, listen, how long till your birthday again?
My birthday's on Friday.
On Friday. Okay, well,
on November 5th, I'm going to get my hair done.
Yeah! You're going to get your hair done.
Cornrows?
No, twisties.
Twisties.
Oh, that's going to look fantastic.
Have to see that.
Oh my God. You're going to look like Coolio.
Nope.
Okay. Hey, not going to look like Coolio.
Hey, Duane, we need to have a picture of that, though.
Yes.
I mean, I think we need you to take a picture of your hair right after you get it done and email it to us.
Good idea.
All right.
Okay, Duane. All right, listen, we got to go, but I'm sure we'll talk to you every day between now and your birthday, okay?
All right.
All right.
You're all right, Duane. We love you.
Peace out.
Love you too.
Bye. Bye. There's our man. There's Duane. He's got a big week with the soul food and the
twisties.
Going out with mom.
And the
twisties.
Phone. Yep.
And the phone. His phone switched out. Yeah. A lot going on, man. Thank God that he called because we'd get too far behind if we had to catch up everything at one time.
All right. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Okay.
We have tickets for you to go see U2 in the year 2048.
I think so it's just next June.
Next June, right?
That's June is when the concert is, right?
We're going to talk about, I sure know how to sell that. You know how...
Go on, give it a shot.
You know
how
guys sometimes use, pictures, photos, magazines to help pleasure themselves? You know how that happens every once in a while?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty vague.
Well, I don't know how to say it. That's all I was saying. Anyway, some people are worse at that than others. And we're going to take some phone calls if you have a weak sauce spank bank.
Excuse me. Some people are better at that than others. You have to give it up to those people with the kind of imagination that is required to go from what's on the printed page to what needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, well.
That's an exceptional skill.
We have a story about a guy who took home x-rays from a hospital. And mammograms.
No.
Yes.
And that was his material?
Yes.
That was it. Yes.
X-rays?
Yes.
Oh, come on.
With the internet like it is, you know what I mean? You go to your email and you can see 7,500 things that are just spamming, you know, your email, but not this guy. Nope.
Wow. That is so weird.
We have a new feature called Why is Bean in Such a Rush on today's
We're not going to have time for that today.
We have tickets for Twilight, New Moon.
Woohoo.
So you can see it before everybody else. And we have Shaun White,
he's great.
Olympic and X Games gold medalist, talking about a new video game that he has, talking about the Winter Olympics that are coming up, and he's going to be
very soon, February. They'll be here, you know.
Wow, that's
right around the corner.
It's hard to imagine. What network are they on? Usually they advertise that for 12 years out.
That's a great point. I have not seen a single one yet.
Isn't that weird?
Hmm. Yeah.
All right, so we'll get to all that. We'll take a quick break and come back with Ralph Showbiz Beat next.
You are listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. It is Tuesday. Ralph Garman joins us in studio with our first look at the Showbiz Beat. What's going on, Ralph?
Save V's for vagina again. That was funny. When you kept saying that, that was good.
Let's talk about kids, shall we? Karolina Krakova, Victoria's Secret model, had a baby boy named Tobin last Thursday. Tobin. Dude, that kid's going to be a killer.
That's a terrible
name.
He's
going to drive around a mini little tricycle and wear a mask and kill people.
Automatically?
Tobin Bell is Jigsaw.
Yeah, I know.
Let's hear a little Jigsaw, Kevin. Give me a little Jigsaw.
Do you want to play a game?
All right, now give me a little Cookie Monster.
I want a cookie.
I
used to play basketball for the Atlanta Hawks.
That's all to say. I don't have anything
awesome.
Else. I can do Darth Vader. What else you want? As long as it sounds the exact same.
Wow.
Congratulations to Karolina and her husband, Archie Drury. You're a lucky man, Archie. Speaking of lucky, Brad and Angelina, Hollywood's it couple, shocked their neighbors this weekend by going out trick-or-treating with the kids.
Aww.
That'd be a little weird.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, then, ding dong. Oh, hi. Here's Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Come to Mike's house. He'll just send them packages.
No! You're not from this neighborhood. From Beverly Hills. Get out.
Keep moving.
No candy for you. Maddox and Zahara and Shiloh. Send them all on their way.
Ralph, speaking of the celebrities in their Halloween costumes, please tell me you saw James Gandolfini in his Homer mask.
Yeah. I did not.
Please tell me you saw that photo. Oh, my God.
In a Homer Simpson mask?
Yeah.
He was wearing a Homer mask, but it was super ghetto. I mean, it looked like it was a dollar, you know, cutout plastic mask with big eye holes and stuff like that. And other than that, he still dresses exactly like Tony Soprano. He had the golf shirt on, you know, with the big gut hanging out. And he was just walking down the street with his Homer mask. He couldn't have looked more pissed through the mask. It's hilarious.
Kind of looks like Homer, though, if you think about it.
Yeah, he does.
You see Gwen Stefani as Jessie from Toy Story 2?
I sure did.
Cowgirl? Yeah. She looked adorable.
Yeah. She sure did.
Great costume. Great costume, too. I know you saw our upcoming guest, Shaun White, what he was dressed as this year.
I did not.
We'll have to get you the photo of that. He was the Wendy's girl.
Yeah.
I like it.
With the little pigtails and everything. Yeah, it was outstanding. Did a good job. Speaking of Halloween, paparazzi are worthless. They're worthless pieces of crap.
True.
Because all the photos they get that I look at are boring as hell. Where are they when we need them? Like Halloween night when Paris Hilton and her boyfriend Doug Reinhardt got into a huge fight in their limo. And Doug threw her phone out the window of the limo. To which then Paris opened the door and jumped out of the moving limo.
Good. Excellent.
To get her phone, staggering drunken around the streets looking for her missing cell phone. Where were the photographers then? Those are the pictures I want to see.
Can't find my phone. And you know it had, like, pictures of her naked on it and stuff. She was desperate.
Yes.
Oh.
So, no luck. But apparently that's how they spent their Halloween. Dakota Fanning.
Yeah.
She seems like a sweetheart. Congratulations, Dakota. She recently got homecoming princess at her school, Campbell Hall Episcopal School. Last weekend was their homecoming weekend, and she was a homecoming princess. Mm. How do you compete against Dakota Fanning if you're going to Campbell Hall and you would like to become homecoming princess as well?
Here's the thought process.
How do you do that when you got a movie star going to school with you?
Hey, I should be... Oh, wait, Dakota Fanning, never mind.
Oh, wait, I forgot. We've got an Oscar-nominated movie star in my school.
A teenage queen?
Guess I won't try.
They shouldn't even let her run. It's not right.
Salma Hayek's got problems.
Oh.
She has sacrificed her looks for her art.
What?
When Salma was getting ready to play Frida Kahlo in the film of her life, she started shaving her upper lip so that the hair would grow in fuller and darker. Now, unfortunately, there's nothing she can do. Kahlo in the film of her life. She started shaving her upper lip so that the hair would grow in fuller and darker. Now, unfortunately, there's nothing she can do about it.
Dude.
And has to get waxed all the time, or else she'd have a full-blown mustache.
Couldn't she have used Hollywood special effects to create that hair lip instead of doing it naturally?
Yes.
I don't think it was a hair lip, actually.
Is that what they call it? The hair above the lip?
The hair lip is when you got one of those big cleft palate kind of dealies on your lip.
Oh,
yeah.
It's a deformed lip.
But a hairy lip.
It's different.
It scares me how easy it was for her to grow a mustache.
Yeah.
All she did was shave once and it came in strong.
So she has to have wax treatments all the time or else she said she'd have a full-blown mustache. Her next role, by the way, is going to be Pancho Villa. She'll be playing the Pancho Villa. See, because he had a big full mustache. And he was Mexican.
That's right.
See?
Yeah.
It all comes together. Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt, speaking once again of the happy couple.
Still trick-or-treating?
Not trick-or-treating. They're back. They're home now.
Okay.
When they got home, they got some bad news.
Uh-oh.
You know, it's like when your dog chews on something, like your slippers or something like that.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, gosh darn it. I just bought those.
Right.
Brad and Angelina have a bulldog who apparently used one of their $500,000 paintings as a chew toy, biting the frame and part of the corner of a Marcel Zama work that was insured for $500,000.
Oh, my gosh. They
mounted on the floor?
I don't know where they had it, where the dog got to it, but that's bad news. This is why I've always said bulldogs should be murdered.
You are the best dogs in the world, but they sure love to chew. My God, do they love to chew on stuff.
Why bulldogs should all be murdered.
Because they're the best dogs in the world, right?
And not easy either, like with a crowbar.
No.
Well, you want to make
it
hurt?
Yeah. With like one of those aluminum softball bats?
Come on now.
That's how they should go, as puppies. I've always said that about bulldogs.
Wow.
Yeah. Because they're evil. They're evil and they're no goddamn good. And speaking of evil and no goddamn good.
Their owners are as well, by the way.
Hollywood Reporter just announced.
Here it is.
Upset?
The big screen version of the long-running comic strip Marmaduke.
Yay!
Oh, wow.
Let me guess. Funniest comic strip ever?
Not funny once, it turns out. Marmaduke. Story of the Great Dane who sure did like to eat sandwiches and things.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
Dig holes for bones. He was crazy, that Marmaduke.
This is me.
Hey, Gene Simmons.
Yeah,
Gene.
How are you?
Hey, Gene.
Oh, yeah. Speaking about holes for bones.
Yeah. All right. Good.
Marmaduke is to dogs what Garfield was for cats. Actually, let me take that back. What Heathcliff was for cats. Not quite as funny as Garfield. Apparently, Owen Wilson will be doing the voice of Marmaduke. F you, Owen Wilson.
Are there any dogs up in this house?
How pissed off is Jason Lee right now?
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah.
Hey, I get all those crappy roles.
Yeah, I'm the guy who makes all the crappy kids' movies and does the voices for the things.
But isn't he a hilariously large breed of dog who interferes with whatever the family is trying to do by getting in the way and being out of control and knocking things over and not coming when he's supposed to.
And try to walk him.
Yeah.
Oh, he will pull you.
That isn't good for
because
you.
Because he is so strong. Oh, is he a strong dog?
He's got so much personality, though. That's the thing about Marmaduke.
Dean, you're defending just to defend.
Yeah, I think he's being ironic. He's ironically defending it.
I think so, right?
He absolutely is.
Of course. Okay, I'm mocking that that's not a movie, that the dog is big and in the way. It's not a film, people.
Get my aluminum bat. Bong!
Now, can the Bulldogs get a reprieve if you get a shot at Marmaduke?
Oh, they all go to Puppy Lake. One big burlap sack. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthday, shall we? Actress, comedian, Roseanne Barr. She's 57 years old today. She's got a weed up her butt these days.
What do you mean?
She's
about what?
She's very political and angry.
Is she?
Yeah, political.
Does she have one issue that seems to be driving her crazy?
Timeshares in Vegas.
Timeshares in Vegas. She's very passionate about that. Gay marriage is a big one for her.
Yeah.
Sure.
She's got a lot of, she's on the stump a lot lately. About all kinds of stuff. The war. Read her blogs and talk about the war.
No.
Oh, yeah. She's still working that we shouldn't have gone in. For the weapons of mass destruction dealio.
It's always like just slogans too. It's like there's no like thought
like
to it.
Cliches. Yeah.
No war for oil.
Yeah, exactly. It's all that kind of stuff.
But so she's gone down the Janine Garofalo path, which is used to be funny, now can't exist in the world anymore because she's so miserable.
Along those same lines, Dennis Miller also celebrating a birthday today. He's 56 years old today. Used to be funny as well. Adam Ant used to be funny.
Still
funny. No, wait a minute. He did those songs. He don't drink, don't smoke.
What do we do?
He's 55 years old today. And Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah!
Drago! I will crush you. From Rocky IV, of course, he is 52 years old today. I believe he is co-starring once again with Sylvester Stallone in the brand new action film, The Expendables.
Can't wait.
Which is Sly and Dolph Lundgren and Jason Statham.
and the Muscles from Brussels.
JCVD,
I think, is in it.
Right.
I think Marmaduke, Heathcliff, and Garfield are also all in that as well. So look forward to that. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
I don't think that the new the Twilight New Moon opens up this Friday. I don't think it's until the following Friday.
Right.
But man, fever pitch already with everything having to do with Twilight New Moon. I mean, even Lisa May can't wait to see the dog in the film because apparently he's wacky and crazy and gets into all sorts of trouble.
Wolf.
He's just like Marmaduke, from what I understand.
I hear it's anyway, the 20th, by the way, which I think might be 2 weeks from Friday.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, yeah. So they're ramping up, but we got all sorts of great stuff going if you're Twilight fans, including a chance to meet members of the cast of New Moon and see a special performance by bands that are on the soundtrack, including Death Cab for Cutie this Friday night in Hollywood. Plus, we'll give you passes to an early screening. See the film before it opens. All of that, we're looking for Twilight fans that know the first movie inside and out. That's the hint for you. If you're that kind of fan, you can call now 1-800-520-1067. We've got a game that we can play with you for Twilight New Moon stuff. Coming up right here on the Kevin and Bean Show.
All right, time to take a look at some email. We get a ton of email. We try to answer as many of them as we can, and it works out to, for me, effectively none.
But, Kevin, you don't even answer email from us that work on the show with you, so I doubt you're getting to too many listeners.
I am busy. I'm a busy
Or maybe
guy.
That's why you don't answer us, is because you're busy answering all the emails from the listeners. I don't know.
Yes, that's it.
Okay.
Dear Kevin and Bean, want further proof that animals are taking over the world? We have been trying to warn people for quite some time that the monkeys are going to take over the world. And it looks to us now like all the animals are going to join in and we're all going to be slaves soon. Check out the new song by the band Taint Stick called Monkeys of War.
Go back to the band name.
Taint Stick.
Okay.
It made me laugh and think of you guys. Found it on iTunes. Thanks for making me laugh, Craig.
Oh, I definitely have to check that one out. Here's a here's an emailer. I wish Trevor had been around a couple of weeks ago when I went to see Where the Wild Things Are and ended up getting the swine flu as a result of it. For folks who didn't hear the story, it was my wife and me on our anniversary going to see Where the Wild Things Are at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. There was one other person in the theater. What are the chances of that?
Yeah.
And that person had just a full-on, all-movie-long coughing spell. And I went up and asked him if he could leave, and he wouldn't, and he was a dick, and I'm convinced that he's the one who infected me, and I spent all weekend sick because of it. Here's what Trevor says. I'm truly sorry to hear about the treatment of you and your situation in the movies on your anniversary the other day. I work in a movie theater, too, and I promise, if that crap were going out of my theater, I would have kicked that dude's ass to the curb. I love kicking people out of movie theaters, preferably children. I would have made that sick mother effer take his swine flu ass outside. Some kids once snuck into an R-rated movie, and their severely crippled friend was with him, and I even kicked them out. I had him with his little cripple eyes looking up at me saying, "But mister," and I'm like, "But mister nothing, you're out of here." Where was Trevor? He's throwing crippled kids out of the film, for God's sakes. Oh, I could have used him. I love him so much.
Yeah, the people that were at Bean's Theater were like, "I don't feel like we maybe should do that."
It's kind of on, it's a gray area whether we could ask him to leave.
Everything. Dear Kevin and Bean, where's the picture of Lisa May with her head between her knees?
Oh, we haven't done that yet.
Because she turns out that she's extremely flexible. We did not know that until the other day. Yeah.
Bean saw a runner at a stoplight, and she was bending over with her head pretty much like below her knees, but between. And she was touching the ground with like her shoulders or something. It was really, it was odd. And Lisa said, "Oh, I can do that." I was like, "What?"
I felt that this hot Asian jogger was showing off. I felt that it wasn't to stay in shape. She was looking for some attention, and I was this close to yelling surprise. Dear Kevin and Bean, Bill writes in, my mom was visiting recently, and I thought I would share with her how much joy I get out of the Kevin and Bean show. So I played her some bits from the KevinandBeanArchive.com, which, by the way, is a fantastic site that I can recommend to you if sometimes you go to KevinandBean.com and what you're looking for isn't there. Try KevinandBeanArchive.com. He generally archives pretty much everything. Anyway, I wanted to share my favorite bit with her, which was a Charlton Heston bit that you guys used to do. Well, it never occurred to me that my mom might be a little sensitive to this particular bit because her mother had died from Alzheimer's disease just a short time before. My mom had basically had to retire early to take care of her mom for the last year of her life. I guess hearing Ralph as Charlton Heston brought back all of those memories and emotions. They came flooding back, and before it was over, my mom was crying right in front of me. For me, too. I went from being happy and laughing about how funny you guys are to thinking that she was watching her cry and thinking that I was the lowest piece of crap in the world. Yeah. Hey, thanks a lot, guys. Bill.
Yeah.
I don't know that that's on us, by the way, if you intentionally drag your mom into the world of Alzheimer's after you know what she's been through. Is it? Is that on us?
No. You have to take a little responsibility.
Right. You know what it was. You heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got to know your audience. That's all we're saying.
We know, but you should.
Dear Kevin and Bean, I used to listen to you guys all the time, but I enlisted in the Marines and I'm stationed in South Carolina. I don't think you guys have a station here, and I'd like to listen to it. And I have this question. And by the way, I've gotten this question through email a billion times.
Really?
I think it's safe to say without exaggeration. A billion.
Maybe. Okay.
Maybe a trillion. Please let me know when Acoustic Christmas is going on. Now, we do two shows a year. One's our Weenie Roast in the summer. One's Acoustic Christmas at, I don't know, Christmas. And I ignored all of the requests for this in October.
Yes.
Because I just figured, look.
That's just stupid.
You're still 2 months away.
Right.
If we started talking about it now, we would drive you all crazy. It usually is a couple of weeks before the show, and it's pretty regular. And the thing about us is that we tend to repeat it occasionally.
You won't miss the news
right.
that Acoustic Christmas is coming because it's something that we'll do on the radio often enough that you'll catch it. So just check back in every once in a while, and you'll hear about it. That's good advice. I've got an email from the military as well. Sergeant Louis Salcido writes in, "Hey, Bean, I just want to say that I love your 50 haircuts in 50 states that you're doing. In fact, you've inspired me to do my own haircut trip. I'm going for 50 haircuts in 50 countries. So far, I've gotten 9. United States, Mexico, Saudi Arabia, Kuwait, Afghanistan, Iraq, Portugal, Germany, and Japan. I'll keep you posted on my status. Also, my favorite of your haircuts was the one you got in Harlem. You look just like us military folks, except fat. Very respectfully, Sergeant Salcido." So thank you, I guess, Sergeant, for the kind email and for your service out there.
Who knew that would catch on? Because, you know, we work with Pete every day, and we go, yeah, all right, you're getting your haircut in 50 states. That's certainly worth the effort.
But this guy serves him.
Of course.
He does serve it. He's country.
You should just quit.
You might as well just quit.
Yeah.
You are being served.
I am up to state number 7, I think it is, and it's going to be this Saturday. I'm getting my haircut in Virginia, so the streak will continue.
Oh,
but thanks a lot, Sergeant. let me do one more here from my end. Hey, Kevin or Bean, why is it that Kevin or Bean, I'm not sure who made the comment, finds it so important to always mention the size of a woman's breasts? Is this really necessary information? If yes, for whom? So now we know you like being around women with big boobs. So what? Who really cares? Best, Karina, 46, Frankfurt, Germany. Look, Karina, yours aren't going to look as good today as they did 25 years ago, but that's not our problem, okay? That's something you need to deal with your therapist.
Well done.
It certainly is not something that should surprise you about guys. And I'll tell you something else. Here's what I know about our emailer.
She ugly. She ugly. U-G-L-Y. She ain't got no alibi. She ugly.
Oh, sorry. Please treat this letter as confidential. P.S. I didn't see that part. I'm sorry about that, Kareem. From Frankfurt, Germany, age 46.
And a couple of requests for some audio to be put up on the website.
Okay.
KevinandBean.com. Oh, my God. Jazzy Girl is absolutely the best song I've ever heard. How could I download it and never laugh so hard in my life? Had to stop the car. Jazzy Girl, for those of you who have not heard it, is done by our friend, and I put friend in air quotes, the Armenian comedian. And it might be one of his best. He is a he's a singer. He's got a band. He's had a band for a long time. He's done many, many songs. But this one, Jazzy Girl.
Hey, Jazzy Girl. Why don't you come to me and make me feel good? Because I want to dance with you. I want to hold tight to me.
Don't you get the idea that whoever's playing that bass line, if there is anyone playing the bass line?
Damn it. Clearly.
That he's got his headphones on and is listening to another song at the time. I mean, it's just, there's no relation to that song whatsoever.
None.
And finally, dear Kevin and Bean, I need clocks for my ringtone. I must have clocks with the clock.
Yes.
So I'm not positive if this is up yet, but if it isn't, we'll put it up because it is Miss Cleo. And we were doing a game where she was trying to give Foo Fighters song title clues, but you can't say the name of the song.
Right.
So you have to try and get the other person to say the name of the song. And she was doing times like these, and this happened.
A clock with a clock, and it's those and similar to clock.
Okay, so that happened for real with no editing. And the poor person on the other line's like, when did I start talking to a retard?
What am I supposed to do with this?
Didn't go
You're supposed to be on my team.
And then, of course, the European dance hit.
A clock, clock. clock with the clock and it's goes and with the clock and it's and clock similar to clock clock with the clock.
All right, you're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Twilight Fever is back, ladies and gentlemen. Twilight New Moon comes out on the 20th, but you can see it even before that if you call right now 1-800-520-1067. It's been a while since we played this game, but here it is, El Rey de la Película.
Hola, muchachos y muchachas. For many years now, we have been waiting for the greatest actor of our generation to rise up from the Mexican culture. Finally, our prayers have been answered. Please welcome El Rey de las Películas.
King!
Come on.
What's up?
We call him the King of Mexico for those of you that are just joining us for relatively the first time because his parents speak Spanish.
Mm-hmm.
And in high school, he flunked or got D's in every Spanish class.
4 out of 6 times. It's all right.
Well done, Dave.
You know.
And, I did better than that.
And still doesn't speak Spanish, right, by the way, even though virtually everyone in his life does. But here's the thing about the king, is that he hasn't let his language difficulties stand in his way to become the most acclaimed actor since Olivier, because he could step into the Twilight movie series today and play every single role as convincingly as the professional actors that are paid to act on that film.
That's right. And by that, you mean he blows as an actor.
I mean, he's terrible. Everything sounds the same coming out of Dave's mouth. So here's the way the game is played, if I understand it. Dave is going to be reciting an actual line from the first Twilight movie. All you have to do is tell us which character said the line in the film. Sounds pretty simple if you love Twilight and you've seen the movie, right?
Yes.
All right.
But wait till you hear Dave do it. You won't recognize it even if you know it.
So let's give it a try. Thanks to all of our contestants for hanging on. We'll take them in order and start with the lovely Karen. She is on line one. Hey, Karen, you're a Twitard?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Be proud, all right, Karen.
Good luck.
Lisa,
if you,
I love you.
Thank you.
She's the only one sticking up for your movie on this show. So if you get this right, you'll go into a drawing and maybe get a chance to see the movie before it opens, which will just make you the king of all of your nerd friends. So listen up. Here's the king, Dave, the King of Mexico, doing a line from the Twilight movie.
I got to warm up first. Bumblebee, bumblebee, bumblebee.
All right.
Here's the line. Edward, stop. Her blood is clean. You're killing her. Edward, stop. Stop. Find the wheel.
Yeah. Who was that?
That was a really good Carlisle.
Yeah! Carlisle, you got it. How about that? Here's the clip.
Edward, stop. Her blood is clean. You're killing her.
Broke.
Edward, stop. Stop.
All right, I think
find the wheel.
I think Dave's as good as that guy. All right, let's try JC on line two. Hi, JC. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready for your Twilight line?
Sure.
Right. Okay. Tell us who said this.
I'm the world's most dangerous predator. Everything about me invites you in. My voice, my face, even my smell.
Is that Laurent?
No.
What? have you seen it? Honestly, that's like one of the most famous lines by the lead character. What's wrong with you?
Oh, I thought it was too obvious.
Oh, no, nothing.
That would be,
we're not that crafty.
That would be Edward
Cullen.
I'm the world's most dangerous predator. Everything about me invites you in. My voice, my face, even my smell.
I'll tell you, Dave's hanging with these actors.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, having not seen the movie, and assuming that's Robert Pattinson right there, flimsy! Let me tell you what he's not. The world's most dangerous predator. That's what he's not. All right. Ryan is on line three, shooting for Twilight New Moon tickets. Hi, Ryan.
Hi, Kevin Bean. You're
so
amazing.
Hello. Big Twilight fan?
Oh, my God. I'm a Twi-tard. Like, you cannot believe it.
All right. Well, here is the King of Mexico with your line. Tell us which character said this.
I'll go with Bella. Jasper and I will drive her south. I'll keep her safe, Edward.
That, my chickadees, is Alice Cullen.
Yes, yes. It sure is.
I'll go with Bella. Jasper and I will drive her south. I'll keep her safe, Edward.
All right. Nicely done. You're in the drawing. Hold on.
Dave, your delivery is identical with every character.
It's not me, dude. It's the craft, dude. You know? It's the same.
I don't think that's a compliment.
You don't change it in any way, right. shape, or form.
He's trying to make you feel good.
I'm just doing it.
It doesn't matter whether you're playing a 14-year-old girl or a 40-year-old guy. It seems like your read is exactly the same. And maybe that's true to the movie. Like I said, I haven't seen it, but it's just I'm noticing that. I'm just wondering if that's the way it's going to be. All right, let's try Andrew, line 4. Oh, must be sad to be a dude and be a twitard. Andrew, how does that work for you?
I'm doing it for a chick.
It works really well if you're doing
okay.
it.
Well, that's a good reason. All right, here's the King of Mexico. Tell us who said this in the movie.
I've never given much thought to how I would die, but dying in place of someone I love seems like a good way to go.
That's Bella.
Oh,
it is. It is
I've
Bella. Well done.
I've never given much thought to how I would die, but dying in the place of someone I love seems like a good way to go.
Yeah, those are. If I'm not mistaken, those are the first words in the movie. In the movie, so yeah. You better have gotten that.
I don't know if you know this, but I'm pretty awesome.
Look at that.
Let's try Heather on line 5. We're talking about the most emo movie franchise of all time. Hey, Heather, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. You ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, here's the king. Good luck.
All right. You really shouldn't have said that. You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey.
That's Edward.
It is.
You better hold on tight, Spider Monkey.
Look at that. Identical. How about one more, and then we'll do the drawing. It's going to be Mary. She is on line 6. Hi, Mary. You ready to be our last contestant?
Yes, I am.
All right, here's the King of Mexico.
Just don't get mad, Kay. He wants you to break up with your boyfriend. It's just he said, quote, we'll be watching you.
That's Jacob.
Yes, it is.
Go, Team Jacob!
Nicely done.
Just don't get mad, Kat. He wants you to break up with your boyfriend.
I'm sorry, did you just shout, go, Team Jacob?
Yeah, that's right.
All
right.
Pick one.
Lisa, yep. Somebody's going to see Twilight New Moon before it opens on the 20th. Who's that lucky twitard?
Karen is our winner.
Karen was the first person we talked to. Karen?
Oh, my God!
Congratulations.
That's awesome!
You won. You're going to see New Moon before anyone else.
You guys rock. I love you guys so much. You have no idea.
Well, thank you for listening.
El Rey de las Películas.
You guys good with passwords and usernames and all that kind of stuff for all of the different websites?
God, no. It's a nightmare because you try to use the same one, right. But then everybody's got their own little rules about it, and you can't use this, and you can't.
Well, it's insane. Can't be 6, it has to be 8
right.
characters, and you have to put a number in and an umlaut.
Right.
I don't know.
It's so true.
I'm not good at that, so
it sucks.
Spend a lot of my time trying to figure out what my username and password are for every site I go to.
And by the way, you've been taught your whole life, whatever you do, don't write that information down anywhere.
Nope.
You don't want to have it as a reference somewhere.
Somebody like me, though, maybe I should tattoo it on my my arm or something, because I can't figure it out. Well, I kept getting these messages from our company saying you need to make sure that we understand that your dependents still need health care.
Oh, well, that seems important.
Right. And today's the final day. Today's the final day.
Oh, my God.
This is like late last week. Oh, you got to do it today or they're not going to be covered for a year.
Oh, wow.
I was like, first of all, I don't understand what changed.
Yeah.
Why they would all of a sudden not need health care.
Well, but, I got the same thing. If it's the one you're talking about, I think once a year the company wants to know that their information is accurate, that you're still married, that you still have kids under, you know, of dependent age and things like that, because circumstances change. People grow up, people divorce, people die. They just want to make sure that they have the dependents right in their system.
So I spent, I don't know, 15 hours on Friday, maybe 30 on Friday, trying to get into our company website. Where you can give them that information.
Right.
What's your name? Put my name in there. What's your username? Oh, I don't remember. Put something in. That does not match our records. You forgot your password? Yes. Okay. Email it to us. Well, here's my email address. That does not match our records. Okay. Go in for the security questions.
Okay.
Mom's maiden name. Put that in.
Okay.
That does not match our records. Dad's
what?
Middle name. Put that in. Does not match our records. What city were you born in? Phoenix. Does not match our records. What
well,
do you do?
You're wrong about your whole life.
What do you do when everything doesn't match your records?
I don't know. It sounds to me like you've had your identity stolen.
Yes. So I got a helpline. Do you guys mind? I know we're kind of busy, but I'd like to call the helpline and see if I could.
This is important, right? Yeah, absolutely.
It's about healthcare. So let's dial up the helpline and see if we can get anywhere on this process.
See, I didn't even know you could do it by phone because I just use the website, and usually that takes a minute and you're out.
They don't know who he is.
If they let you do that.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
Hello, and thank you for calling the CBS Radio Employee Helpline.
All right, here we go.
If we can help you with a question about your paycheck, press 1 now. If you need a question about your 401k or other retirement benefits, press 2 now. If you have questions about health benefits for you or your dependents, press 3 now.
Okay. Mickey Hold music.
Couldn't put the Kevin and Bean show on hold.
About your health benefits.
Yes.
At the tone, please state your first name.
Kevin.
Wrong.
What? What? Wrong.
It is Kevin.
Our records.
But that's my first name.
There's no Kevin
please
anywhere.
Please state your first name.
Kevin.
I'm sorry. You're wrong. That does not match our records.
What is my first?
Your first name is what? Okay. Let's move on. What? What's your second name?
Ryder.
I'm sorry, what? That isn't the name we have on record for you. Please restate your last name.
Right. Ryder. Come on!
Okay, Mr. Come On. We've got your records now. Mr. What? Come on.
That they have.
Please state your wife's name.
Melissa. Sorry.
You've got to wait for the tone.
Sorry.
Wife's name? Sorry. Sorry, come on. Mr. What? And sorry, come on. Mr. Come On, what is your children's name?
Give me a chance. You need an answer.
Come on.
Give me a chance. I was trying to think.
They didn't give you much time there, did they?
What? And sorry, come on. First child's name?
Right.
What is your second child's name?
What?
You have to wait for the tone.
All right.
Second name? All right. Second child's name? All right, come on.
No.
What? And sorry, come on. Children are and all right.
This is not helpful.
Thanks for calling. We've got your new information, Mr. Come On.
That's not it.
And thanks for working with CBS.
That's not it. Wow. OQ, and it is 6:56.
That's Sean White right over there, getting ready to come in on the Kevin and Bean Show.
It is. Yeah.
That dude could buy and sell this radio station before he leaves here today if he wanted to.
I wish he would.
Hey, it'd be cool working for Sean, wouldn't it? Anyway, he'll be our special guest joining us at the Kevin and Bean Show in moments. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat for a Tuesday. What's going on, Argar?
You all right there, Chief? You're losing the voice a little bit, losing your pipes.
You talking to me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in bad shape, guys.
You sound better than you were, though. You were sicker earlier in the week, right?
Yeah, it has been. It's been hanging on, though. It's been rough.
Yeah.
Swine flu?
I hope not.
Hopefully
just regular flu.
Here's what's funny about this is that Bean has less contact with human beings than anyone on the planet.
And he gets it.
That'd be awesome.
But more contact with swine, though.
Yeah.
So what does that tell you?
That's true. Well, it could be worse, Bean. You could be this girl, Christina, who emailed me. This Twilight thing we got going on?
Yeah.
New
Moon? Sweet Jesus.
Yeah.
Stop it, people.
They love this movie. They love these books and this franchise, though, Ralph.
This is from Christina. I'm putting my job on the line by calling in every time your station tells me to in order to win tickets for the New Moon screening you're holding. I can never get through. I must have called about 50 times in the past 6 hours. Last year, I stayed at a mall for over 24 hours just to meet Rob Pattinson. I asked him to write Be Safe on my poster because I wanted to get it tattooed on me. My friends and I just slept on Hollywood and Highland to get tickets to the cast appearance. We've slept outside on several other occasions. We've gotten into fights. We've been threatened by paparazzi. We've been extras in the movie with Ashley Green and Kellan Lutz. We went and saw Rob sing at Whiskey a Go-Go. And we have spent hundreds and hundreds of dollars on Twilight and New Moon-related products. All I want to go is to that advanced screening. Is there any way to make that possible? Nope! No, there is not, Christina. No way to make that possible.
Here's the thing about risking your job. Plenty out there.
Don't worry.
That's
true. Don't even worry about it.
But the thing is, if you don't go to our advanced screening, you can't
see the movie ever. This is it.
That's right.
But this
is
it.
No, isn't it going to be in theaters?
Nope.
I don't think so.
This is it.
Oh, wow, that's odd.
One night.
Just the premiere?
That's just a sample of the hundreds of emails I've been getting just like that.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Stop it.
No.
They're enthusiastic.
No, they can't go. I'm telling them no, they can't go. That's what I'm telling them. Ashley Simpson Wentz from Melrose Place was, of course, fired from that show. We've talked about this. The producer says because they changed the plot line.
Of course they said that.
They're moving away from the Who Killed Sidney plot line, so her character is not germane any longer.
Her character's name was Jermaine?
Oh, Gilligan. Anyway, insiders are going to Us Weekly magazine talking about the truth. She is the worst actress, someone on the set said, but no one will tell her. Let me. Ashley, you are the worst actress. Apparently, they hired her because they needed a good name to help create buzz, one source revealed to Us Weekly, but she was embarrassingly bad. Producers cut down her time as much as possible, but then realized the only way to cope with her particular brand of bad acting was to cut her out of the show completely.
If you're hiring her for buzz, how many people on the list did you pass over to get to her? Aren't there thousands of people that would generate more buzz than her?
Yeah, but who would take the gig? That's the thing. I'm sure there's lots of people who would generate buzz, but who would take the job, you know, in the new Melrose Place?
Look, they still want her to be involved in Melrose Place just as a viewer.
That's right. You can watch all you want, Ashley. Artie Lang talked about the fact that they asked him to be on Celebrity Rehab.
That would be good.
Yeah, producers of Celebrity Rehab also apparently made him an offer he almost couldn't refuse. But Artie tells the New York Post, they offered me $200,000 to do Celebrity Rehab. I love Dr. Drew Pinsky, but I don't think it's helping Jeff Conaway any. They said it was about me getting better, but if I relapse, they're not going to air that. My mother knows I've done coke, but she's never seen me do it. Listen, no matter what happens on Celebrity Rehab, it could not be more embarrassing than Beer League, Artie. So don't worry about it. If your mom saw Beer League, then she's seen the worst thing you could possibly do.
Can't do worse than that. Doing blow
would be like a move up. She'd be prouder of you shoving a kilo up your nose than doing Beer League. Have you ever seen Beer League?
No.
Oh, you're lucky.
Why would I?
Yeah, Speaking of Dr. Drew, have you guys seen Sex Rehab yet?
Mm-mm. I have not, no.
Oh, so good.
Is Amber on it?
So good. Oh, yeah, Amber's on it. And by the way, Amber has aged poorly in the last 2 years.
No, I know how hot.
Yes, I'm telling you. It's starting to show. She's 38, and it's starting to show this lifestyle. I'm telling you, it caught up with her. It caught up with her. But it's exactly what we all feared would happen, which is you get people who are incredibly horny 24/7, and you put them in a co-ed living situation, and every second of the day is torture for them because they're living across the hall from somebody they want to bang, and they can't.
Yeah. Seems like a great place to meet chicks.
Great show.
You know they're in.
Speaking of Drew, did you hear he saved some kid's life at a football game this weekend?
Yeah. At Pauly High.
Yeah.
He's already better looking than everybody. All the chicks love him. All the guys want to be him.
He's amazing shape. Runs marathons. Works out every day. Smartest guy. Has 19 high-paying jobs.
Now he needs
married
to be
married for
a hero
25
as
years.
Well.
Great kids. Yeah. Kid went down on the field at the Pauly High football game. Drew just sprung out of the stands Superman. Like he ducked into a phone booth, changed into his costume, and just flew down to the field. Saved the kid's life.
Took his shirt off, too, for some reason.
For some reason. It's like Groundskeeper William. He was just all just shredded underneath.
Now, what's Kevin's policy on this? Because you know Kevin hates it when celebrities get involved and save lives.
True.
He always prefers that the celebrities just sit back and let the person die.
Well, no, it seems to me like the celebrity's version of saving a life is greatly exaggerated by publicists and everybody else. This sounds like he actually saved a life, and it's BS because he's already better than all of us, but all right.
And see Drew just like springing over the fence, just one hand, just like swinging over. And just
if I had a bullhorn right there, I'd go, hey,
speeding onto the field.
All right, you're great, fine.
Just cape flapping in the wind.
They brought him back out later, and he kicked a three-pointer, too. I just was like, the guy, there's nothing he can't do.
That's right, yeah. Today's celebrity birthdays? Dolph Lundgren.
Yeah!
From Rocky IV is 52 years old today. Easy. Easy. Yeah,
and the Punisher, the original Punisher.
And he was also He-Man, Masters of the Universe.
Oh, that's right. He was so swole in that movie.
Yeah. That's the triple play right there.
That amount of enthusiasm might be out of sync with him.
You know, Dolph likes to answer his hotel door in the natural.
Yes,
he likes to order room service. Ask for a waitress and then be in a natural state once she shows up and he answers the door, just standing there just looking like nothing's wrong.
And even though he lives in Southern California, he likes to just go to hotels and he'll go down to the pool in like the skimpiest thongs ever and just walk around showing off his swoleness.
He apparently has quite the equipment. So he's quite proud of his equipment.
All right.
What do you mean?
Adam Ant is 55 years old today. Comedian Dennis Miller celebrates his 56th, and actress comedian Roseanne Barr, I guess she's just Roseanne these days, she is 57 years old. So true. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Just 20 years ago, it was called the worst sport ever invented.
I remember that look like, what are they riding on?
But it started a movement.
One of the sport's biggest icons, 19-year-old American Shaun White.
Oh!
Catches the deck on a backside 900.
I can't get all the way to Olympics and blow it.
Big McTwist on his second hit.
Kind of forgot about it all and did my thing and got in the finals.
Shaun White, incredible execution. Gold medal for Shaun White. His mom, Kathy. His dad, Roger. Time to celebrate for the American.
My parents got me all choked out. I'm done. I told myself I wasn't going to get all teary, but
I just really, I don't know, the whole Olympic feeling hit me.
Why are you going to embarrass the boy like that, Kevin? Come on.
Because he's crying like a little girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, the return of Shaun White to the Kevin DeBeat Show. So awesome to see him again. He is, of course, a once and future Olympian. And I just, you know, Sean, I live up here in Seattle, so I hear the news from Vancouver, BC all the time. I mean, it's a local story here. And it's already like fever pitch with how excited people are about the Olympics. And they're going to be here in a minute. I mean, before you know it, you're going to be back up on that mountain, dude.
Before I know it.
It's, when is it, February?
Yeah. I should know this.
You should. Wow. Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you've been playing it.
But they have like a giant clock in the middle of town that's like counting down to the, you know.
Yeah, and every day it's the update on where the torch is, going back and forth across Canada and stuff like that. But I mean, you're not an athlete who has been completely under the radar since the last Winter Olympics. I mean, you're a guy who stays busy with so many different other things that it's hardly been like you've had a bunch of time off since then, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I I compete skateboarding in the summertime, and I'm still doing all the snowboard stuff. So it just gets wild. It's never really a break because there's snow somewhere. Like I was just in New Zealand. Snowboarding and I don't know. It's fun though. It's just kind of like I can't say it's a job at some point. You know, sure it is after traveling, but once you get somewhere, it's just so amazing. You're just happy to be there.
Are you still riding. The only person that does the winter and the summer?
Yeah, there's guys that do skating and snowboarding, but I don't know. I guess I'm the only one that. That competes in both.
That wins, too, by the way.
Wins gold in both.
Which is nice.
Now, when you casually mention I was just in New Zealand, I mean, for most of us, I mean, that's a trip of a lifetime. That's the type of thing that we'd plan for and would never forget. But, I mean, you go everywhere all the time. I mean, I follow your Twitter and, hey, I'm in the Cayman Islands today. Hey, I'm in Hawaii. Hey, it's crazy. I can't imagine the frequent flyer miles you've got to have.
Oh, it's funny. My mom's like, oh, you... I saw your miles are adding up. Do you mind if I borrow some to fly to India? I was like, cool.
First class?
She just went to India. I was like, all right.
When you were in New Zealand,
a lot of miles, I guess.
Yeah, right. You'll get them back. You were competing in New Zealand, too. You didn't just go down there and hang out for a weekend. I mean, you went down there and won another event, right?
Yeah, I did two competitions down there. It was the Burton New Zealand Open and then the they were calling it the Winter Games, but it's a New Zealand World Cup event. And I won both of those, which was cool. But the special part was that I'd been working on these new tricks that I basically invented these three new tricks in the half pipe, and it was my first time actually doing them in competition down there.
And you pulled all three of them off.
I only did one in my run, which I won with, but which is nice because I had two more.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
All right. I'm gonna save those. Are you kind of a victim of your own success where when you go and you enter a tournament, pretty much winning is
expected.
Almost expected? You know what I mean? Like, you come in sixth, you go,
I'm not going to tell anybody about that.
Yeah.
Everybody else goes, I go sixth place. I did well.
Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. I mean, I always end up expecting it of myself in a way. So I can't say it's other people putting the pressure on me, but it is definitely like a... somewhat of a Ricky Bobby situation, you know what I mean? But I don't know. I don't mind. It's cool. I almost use it as like a thing to motivate, you know what I mean? I feel like everybody's got to be expecting that of me for a reason.
Right.
And it kind of like fuels me up to do better.
Has there ever been a time in your career, Shaun, where you thought you were getting burned out on all the activity or all the competition?
I don't know. I mean, obviously there's tons of occasions where you're in a bad scenario where it's just snowing out and you can't even feel your hands and, you know, somebody's expecting you to do this massive 90-foot jump and you're just like, what am I doing?
I don't feel like it.
What am I doing? Or, yeah, like, you know, you just wake up one day and you're like, I don't really feel like hitting the 90-foot, you know, launcher. So I don't know, sometimes, but most of the time it's cool. And what's nice is everybody that I kind of, you know, I go riding with, or the sponsors, everybody's so cool about it. You know what I mean? I chipped a bone in my ankle learning these new tricks, and I was at a competition right after that, and everybody's like, oh, well, you know, you're not feeling it. Whatever, cool.
They don't care?
It's snowboarding, you know what I mean? It's not like, you know what I mean, you're at a basketball game, and the coach is like, you better get out. I want to see a windmill jam.
So it's not like,
right now.
It's not like like Andre Agassi. Did you see his story that came out where he was talking about, now he hates tennis, he's always hated, his father made him do it.
Oh, really?
And during the top of his career, he was doing meth on and off, like, to play well.
Really?
And wow, really?
The book is like, I want to read about a guy who has great success and was miserable the whole time.
That's wild.
You must love, though, snowboarding and skateboarding and that kind of stuff. It's not like that for you, right? You're not going to write a book in,
you're
in
not
8 years
math, about how.
And are you on meth right now?
And my book will come out.
Are you on meth right now? That's my question.
That's heavy. He's a friend of mine, Agassi. That's crazy.
Right, that's kind of shocking.
I know. Shocking. You never would expect that.
I wouldn't have. And it's a bummer, you know, to go, wow. Yeah. You know, I admire somebody that's at the top of their sport.
Maybe it was like a casual meth thing.
Yeah, that's casual.
You know what I mean?
That's usually how it's done, you know, just from time to time.
It's kind of amazing that it functioned.
Yeah, it was.
It is
amazing.
Well, I could say, I mean, I assume, you know, from hanging out with him, he's just had such crazy hip and back pain and all that stuff, and not that I'm at the age, I guess, to start feeling all that, but, you know, I go out there and it's harder to get warmed up for the events and get ready to go, and I mean, he's getting older and older and older. I'm sure at the very end he needed some sort of help, but I don't know. Let's say he allegedly did it.
I thought he was saying that. It's, from what I understand, I thought he was saying that he did
it. It's in his autobiography.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Crazy,
he,
right?
He allegedly talks really fast. I'll tell you that. I know that much about him.
Now, tell us about growing up and your family's trips to Mammoth and how that was not necessarily all first class.
Oh, man. Well, it was just funny. We're a family of five, and you know, my brother started riding first, and then myself, then my sister, then mom and dad, basically. And we'd all go to the mountains, and we didn't really, you know, we couldn't really afford to stay at the hotel, so... at one point we bought this van. I can't really call it a motorhome. It was a van with like a scoop on the top.
Right.
So you could sleep more people above the, you know what I'm talking.
You slept in a van in Mammoth?
Yeah, so we would just take this thing up there and park it like in the parking lot, and mom's making burritos in the van, and you know, it was cool.
Aren't you freezing at night?
It got cold some nights, but we had like a propane heater.
Oh, dear.
And like it was van luxury, you know, and so
I was thinking when I was reading that, I was thinking, and all of the equipment that it takes to stay warm and to snowboard,
it
must have just been, you must have just been jammed in there with stuff.
It was pretty funny.
I can't see you, Mom. There's two jackets in the
way. Throw me a burrito.
But the worst part was that we'd be up there, and my mom's such just kind of like open person that you know, random snowboarders would be up there, and they're like, well, yeah, I don't have a place to stay tonight. She's like, stay with us.
No, she wouldn't.
So then there's Dave in the van with us. And I'm like, scoot over, man. Like, yeah.
Wow.
Seems like five's enough for a van.
But that was, you know, that was the upgrade from, we used to all pile into Motel 6, and we had, you know, five of us in one room, so we'd take the mattress off the, you know, because you could fit a couple on the box spring, couple on the...
Sure.
Oh, my gosh.
See, we would cook in the room, and then the fire alarm would go off.
Nice.
Because we, you know, I don't know if you've attempted this, but every time you put the shower cap over the fire alarm...
Of course.
It always sneaks through. It always goes off.
That doesn't work.
And so there's only a certain amount you're allowed to have in the room, so those are my memories being younger, like hiding in the bathroom while the manager's there, you know?
That's awesome.
But, yeah, it was good times.
We have to take a break. Our guest is Sean White, by the way. When we come back, we're going to talk about his awesome new snowboarding video game for Wii, by the way, called World Stage. It looks amazing. The first video game already sold 3 million copies, and now you're back with a new version. I have that right?
Yep.
And the stuff that I've seen online and the tricks that you can do and the tricks that you can make up is just incredible. So we'll talk about that, talk a little bit more about the Olympics, too. And if you go to KevinandMe.com, our picture of the day today is one of the best Halloween costumes you're going to see this year. Our little Sean was dressed up as Wendy from the Wendy's hamburger chain, and I got to tell you, looks just like her. Well done. We'll return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, our guest in studio is Sean White. He, of course, is the Olympic gold medalist, the X Games gold medalist. Sean White Snowboarding World Stage is out. Well, I believe it's out 1 week from today. Is that right, Sean? It comes out next Tuesday, right?
On the 8th, yeah, November 8th.
On the 8th, yeah. And it's your new game for Wii. And we were just talking off the air about how this has pretty much been a full-time job for you, preparing this thing, testing this thing, demoing this thing, getting this thing ready to your satisfaction. What have you come up with that's cool this time around?
I'm excited. You know, it's definitely cool to get a second shot at it. The first game sold well enough that we get another one. So yeah. I'm like, yes. Yeah, the game's great. We basically just added more levels, more characters, different features in the runs, and there's like a special Red Bull level, which is really exciting because we did this huge event, or not a huge event, but a huge project out in Silverton, Colorado, at Silverton Mountain, where we built a giant half pipe out in the wilderness for me to practice on without a bunch of clutter of a normal mountain where, you know, kids are whizzing by and stuff.
Cool.
And I learned all these new tricks out there, so we thought it was fun to take like a portion of something that was really actually happening in my life and put it in the game. So there's a special level of that. And then there's a really cool thing that was added where, you know, a couple of years ago they came out with the Wii Fit Board, and right. Now they have a new thing called the Wii Motion Plus. And it's basically something you plug in the back of the controller and it amplifies everything, you know, the movements that you make, and anything you do with the controller, your character will do in the game. So you can actually create your own tricks in that way and then save them to the game and do them in your run.
Wow. So you create your own trick, save it to the game, and then you challenge people. You go, hey.
And
then you pull
out. That's amazing.
And you get to name the trick so you could talk smack through that, which is great. I'm like, can I write duty names? Like, yeah.
This is going to sound like a really dumb question, Sean, but forgive me. You were talking about how you were down in New Zealand and you had come up with 3 new tricks, only one of which you had to use in the competition. Has there ever been any kind of a crossover where you have created something in the game that you've done in real life, or vice versa, where you created something on the Wii and then you thought, hey, now I want to try that in the real world?
I mean, most of the I wish that was the...
Yeah, no kidding.
I mean, it's fun. It's a fun way to, like, you know, mess around and kind of see different options of what would happen if you kept spinning and flipping on certain tricks. I've seen certain grabs that were done in the game that I thought were kind of interesting because I'd never really thought to tweak it that way. And sometimes that happens by mistake because the programmers, you know, they don't really, you know, a lot of them do snowboard, but it takes us to, I say us, my brother and I go into the studio in Montreal and go, you know what, that just isn't real. We can't do that.
Right.
You
right.
know, and I was, but that was cool. I should try that. But a lot of the stuff is mostly me working it out on snow and then giving it ideas for the game.
And it hurts a lot less when the trick fails when you play in the video game.
Yeah, way better.
And you don't let down a grateful nation also. So you got that.
Which is nice.
The last time you came in, you brought your gold medal.
Yeah.
Was it last time? Yeah, it was the last time you came in.
I think so. Yeah.
You don't have it today.
I
win a gold medal. It's around my neck for the rest
forever.
Of my life.
Yeah, it's funny. It's been like...
I'd be like 80. I go, yep, gold medal. That's mine.
Everybody's like, well, how long after the games can you wear your medal? Everybody's been asking me that. I'm like, I guess... as long as you want.
Sure.
Yeah. It's just in the car. It's awkward.
Is there, how's the competitive field for you this February versus 4 years ago?
It's changed a bit. I mean, it's definitely a younger crowd that's there. And
well, you're old man White.
Which is odd because they're all my age now. So, you know what I mean? It's just kind of strange. I was like, oh, this is weird. You know what I mean? I definitely was younger when all of this stuff was going down when I first started competing and going for the Olympics. I missed the Salt Lake Games by 3/10 of a point.
When you were
15.
Eight? Oh, 15.
Yeah, oh, and then, dude.
You know, did the Trino ones, which was amazing. And so I actually do my qualifying in December. Coming up real quick here, but yeah, I don't know. The field's pretty good. There's a lot of good riders, but it's been nice learning these new tricks because it's kind of, I don't know. They're all listening. Like, what's
it's low key, right? It's low key.
It's kind of got me a nice little head start on the new season.
Well, I'll tell you what does happen with the X Games and with the Olympics is there's a lot of buzz, there's a lot of talk amongst athletes, and the announcers always go, all right, Sean's going to try the whatever, and they put it in. Like everyone knows.
Yeah. I mean, in a way, it's a small sport in that sense that even though, like I was talking about earlier, I did this training thing out in the wilderness. Everybody kind of knew what was going on, and they got word and started trying their own versions of what
those
I was doing.
Those helicopters didn't show up by accident, John.
I think somebody Google Earthed it or whatever.
Yes.
You could see the half pipe.
Are you serious?
It's massive. It's 22-foot
cool.
walls, like, giant.
Wow.
It looked like a tank in a flower field. It just didn't seem right. You're like, this
That's
is weird.
Awesome. So somebody's Google Earthing, and they're going, okay, he's doing a bad.
There he is. So it was funny to have that, you know, go out, but... Yeah, I don't know. The guys are really good this year, and I'm excited, though, because, you know, these new tricks are just, you know, something that I didn't think I was ever really going to attempt, and you know, having a big competition like the Olympics coming up, it's such, like, a good motivator.
Does it make you a little more nervous knowing that you're kind of out on a limb? I know you practice them a lot, but in competition, it's a whole different thing. You got to go, wow, I hope I can land this.
You know what's funny, though, is it's almost better because it forces you to do it. And it forces you to do it under pressure, and that's what was really exciting about this last New Zealand trip. Is I was down there, and I'm just like, okay, I gotta do this. I've never done it in a run before,
right?
And you know, it totally worked out, and it I don't know, it makes you believe in the trick that much more. You know, you can really count on it now, and I'm happy for that.
I love your enthusiasm for the sports that you participate in, though. I mean, it's so great that it still seems like so much fun for you, and it makes it a lot of fun to watch you too. So we're really, really excited for everything that's going on with you. I mean, it's gonna be an awesome next few months, that's for sure. And the video game is coming out on November the 8th, Sean White Snowboarding World Stage. It looks awesome too.
We said that was a week from today. It's Sunday. Sunday.
Oh, that's what threw me off, is they don't usually come out on a Sunday. Okay, right. Sunday it is.
We're breaking all the rules.
Hey, he's crazy. He can't be stopped.
Sunday.
Sean, you're awesome, dude. Thanks a lot for coming on the Kevin and Bean Show. We enjoyed it.
Right on. Thank you.
Hang on a second. I'm on hotchickswithfistsintheirmouth.com right now.
It's
unbelievable.
Dear God.
Listen to me. Speaking of putting fists in your mouth, you don't belong there.
Wow.
How about some tickets to go see you two? We've got those for you next hour coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, the Weak Sauce Spank Bank, a story about a man who was stealing x-rays from a hospital and using those to get creative within his mind later on at home, if you get to my meaning, and I think you do.
Oh, I love bones.
So we were told Sean has to do some interviews. He has to leave. He's got to catch a plane.
Yeah, he's in a hurry.
No, he's not in a hurry. He's in the next room.
He's in a rush.
He's in the next room playing Mike's guitar. He's just jamming on Mike's guitar.
I thought Sean's in a Rush was the name of our new segment.
No, it's Beans in a Rush.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah, this is our new feature called Beans in a Rush. Okay.
Why am I in a rush? Where am I going? What are you guys talking about?
You tell us why
you're
in such a rush.
That's what we'd like to know.
We've been, we start some files, you know, as we do for Would You Like to Take That Back and whatnot. And Bean tends to shorten things, and we can't figure out why sometimes.
Because he doesn't have the time. That's why.
You know why?
He's in a rush.
We were talking about America's Got Talent.
Yes.
Yeah.
Very popular show over the summer.
Bean is in way too much a rush to say that. That's three full long
America's
words.
Got Talent. What's hard about that?
Yeah.
How, I don't watch the AGT, but who decides? Is it a phone vote or is it the judges?
It's America.
Phone vote. Okay.
AGT.
AGT.
Here's what I like about it, though. It's not like shortenings that everyone does. Some people take, you know, Michael and they say Mike or whatever. Bean will shorten things that no one else is shortening.
That's true.
No one
it
calls it
would take
it AGT.
Me longer to think what are the first three letters of America's Got Talent to put that in an acronym than it would to say the whole title.
Too many syllables, you guys, or TMS, as I like to call it.
Another one?
Which is very respectable in the face of America's Got Talent. Which they were up against, which pulled in about 15.5 million viewers, but that's all over.
AGT? Yeah.
Be sure it's a rush. That guy rushes.
For some reason, I don't know why.
No time. We were doing a Halloween bit. We were talking to Count
Dracula.
He's
got plenty of time for Halloween spooks, by the way. It's always time for that.
Endless. We were talking to Dracula, but Dracula is also way too many syllables.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, really?
No, Bean can't be bogged down with the whole word.
The real Transylvania Dracula joining us now. Hey, Drac.
Hey, Drac.
Nobody calls Dracula Drac.
No one. That's the point. Everybody shortens certain things, but nobody shortens the thing Bean does. Hey, Drac.
Kev, why do you hate?
So then I was doing my patented Jigsaw voice.
Yes.
Well, Jigsaw again.
Too much?
No Jigsaw's possible way.
Too time long? For Jigsaw?
Time for that. Oh, hold on a sec. Jigsaw, wait a minute. You can't use that kind of language, Jig.
Jig.
Really, Jig?
Who calls him Jig?
No one says Jig.
I think we were all having a good time, laughing, joking around. There's a certain level of being comfortable, being familiar with each other. I think that that's acceptable.
But there's such a difference between what a Jigsaw is and what a jig is.
Yeah. Especially right. That Jigsaw, by the way. Not a happy dancing going on with that guy.
No.
All right. So then I think we all stole this from Bean a long time ago when we were talking about some of the venues that are played here in Southern California.
Mm-hmm.
One of them called the Troubadour.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
K-Rock is going to be live in Hollywood with Paramore at the Troub.
Yeah, I hate that.
Troub.
I hate the Troub.
That's just trying to be cool.
Yeah, in my defense, though, I think I was saying it because Ralph has so often lately said how much he hates it. I don't really call it the Troub.
But I think originally.
You started it.
I think you started it, and then we said, wait.
That's what caused me to comment on it.
Yeah.
I hate the faux hipness of calling it the Troub.
It's not hip. He's in a rush.
I didn't know he was in a hurry. I thought he was trying to be hip.
He's got things to do. And then, finally, this gets the award for the word that couldn't be shortened, but Bean figured out a way to do it. It's somebody's name. The name is Desi.
Desi.
Yes.
So sorry about that, dude. Thank you.
Thanks for playing, Des.
Can't. No time for the E.
Really?
Nope. Come on. E. That's
no
it.
Time for the E.
No time,
Des.
You know why?
Sure is.
I'm extremely busy, you guys.
In fact, I got to go right now.
It's the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I'm just saying you guys make a lot of stuff up about me being in a rush. That's all. Time for the showbiz beat. What's going on, Argar?
The SB?
Showbiz beat,
yeah. Yeah, let's talk about Tuesday, which is today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tuesday is a special day in the world of the entertainment business because that's when the new CDs and DVDs come out.
Oh,
that's right.
So every Tuesday, I like to give you an overview of what's available in case you're interested. If you didn't check out G.I. Joe Rise of Cobra in the theaters, shame on you. I am one of the few people who enjoyed this movie.
I liked it.
I really liked it. Yeah. Channing Tatum, of course, is in it, as is Dennis Quaid.
And
Rachel Nichols.
Yeah.
Sienna Miller. There's a lot of hot babitude in this movie, quite frankly.
Yep.
Check it out. It's on DVD today. The Taking of Pelham 1-2-3 with Denzel Washington and John Travolta, also available today. I Love You, Beth Cooper with Hayden Panettiere and Alan Ruck. And Will Ferrell, You're Welcome, America, A Final Night with George W. Bush. The video of Will Ferrell's one-man Broadway show as he starred as George Dub, which was very funny. You can check that out today as well. New CDs, Foo Fighters' Greatest Hits is available today. Glee, the music, Volume 1 by the Glee cast. I love that show, Glee.
I do, too.
Yeah, I think great. I might actually get this CD. I love those songs that they do.
They tend to work really hard on the music.
That Don't Stop Believing from the pilot I thought was just awesome.
It's a good show.
And Ratitude by Weezer. It seems like that's been out already, doesn't it? We've had that single playing on the station for so long now.
One song for a while, yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of Weezer, we've got some clips from Ratitude, the new CD, if you want to check it out. Here is here's the single. We've been playing. If you're wondering if I want you to, I want you to. That's a happy little song.
It is.
Weezerific is what that is.
Here's another clip from the new CD called Let It All Hang Out. They really should release their CDs in the summer.
Yeah.
Their music always makes me think of summer.
They are summer songs.
You know what I'm wondering is, they have titles, these albums, usually, but they end up being called the Red Album, the Blue Album, the Green Album. Is this one just going to be called the one with the dog on the cover? No one's going to call it Ratitude, right?
Dave the King of Mexico
Dave
will.
Is, yeah.
Oh, it's Ratitude.
It's Ratitude.
It's Rat.
They took that from me.
Oh, it's Rat. I love Weezer. Here's a song featuring Lil Wayne with Weezer. Interesting combination called Can't Stop Partying. Good stuff. Put Me Back Together is the name of another track. This album sounds good.
I think that's the song that was written by Tyson Ritter from All American Rejects.
Well, there you go.
Which is an awesome combo because it's a good song, but it doesn't have to be played by the All American Rejects.
See?
Yeah.
Get the best of both
worlds. It sure seems like the worst Weezer song is better than most bands' best songs.
I hear you, brother.
You know?
And here's the last clip we pulled from Ratitude, the new Weezer CD. It's called Love is the Answer.
I like it.
Sounds great.
I like it.
Do you like it?
Yeah. You know what I don't like?
Right.
The fact that Jim Belushi's got a new TV show coming on.
He does.
He sure does.
Is According to Jim gone?
Apparently.
Wow, I didn't know.
Hasn't he punished enough with that According to Jim? Which was on for like 15 years?
It was on way longer than it should have been.
Apparently, ABC is giving him a new series where he plays a likable lawyer who defends the guilty and innocent alike.
Nope.
He's funny, but he's also a dedicated lawyer.
Crap.
Nope.
You get that. Even Lisa's.
Lisa's coming
Lisa's
down on
turning
you.
On it.
Lisa's she likes everything. Right?
Brothers Lisa and likes sisters.
Come on.
Wow. Bad news, Belush. And speaking of television, it turns out we were all wrong about the DVR.
What are you talking about?
You know how advertisers and the Nielsen people thought when we all started getting the TiVos and the DVRs that commercial television would go the way of the dodo bird? No one would watch commercials anymore. We've got the DVR.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Well, Nielsen has just announced that DVR ratings do count when it comes to who's watching television because they have started measuring people's viewing habits with their DVRs.
That's great.
They are measuring shows that are viewed live or played back within 3 days of their airing on a DVR. Here's what they're finding. When people watch the shows on their DVR, 46% of viewers from 18 to 49 years old, which is the prime demographic for advertisers, are sitting through the commercials.
They don't
when they're watching it back on their DVRs.
They don't think about it?
My God, that's the
they
whole
don't
point.
Care.
56, for almost me? Half of wow. the people who watch a show on the DVR just sit through the commercials the way they would if the show was airing live. So now advertisers are saying it does matter who's watching, who is saving shows on their DVR as well as who is watching what. So a lot of shows are getting boosts because maybe sometimes you watch a show that's on a competing network live and you watch the show tomorrow or the next day.
Yep.
It still counts towards their viewership, which is good news.
Look, I know that we Americans are getting lazier than ever before, but how lazy do you have to be to not hit fast forward during the commercials on the DVR?
Here's the thing. If you overshoot, then you got to back it up
true.
And watch. I mean, that used to be they had like a 30-second deal
right.
on your remote where it would only skip ahead in 30-second increments so you could get through your commercial. I don't think a lot of the DVRs have that any longer. So you have to just plain fast forward, and sometimes you can shoot past the beginning of your show again and need right. to back it up. Sometimes it's kind of a pain in the ass to yeah. get through all those commercials. I think a lot of people just...
I work a remote like okay. a lightsaber, though. I mean,
I'm sure you do.
I'm surgical.
It's a lot of things you work like a lightsaber. Sticky.
Sometimes you don't know what life is like a box of chocolate, right, Bean?
Well, that's good point.
It's true. Today's celebrity birthday is actress and comedian Roseanne is 57 years old today. Comedian Dennis Miller turns 56. Singer Adam Ant, one of the great new wave artists of the 80s, he is 55 years old today. Actor Dolph Lundgren, who played Drago famously in Rocky IV, he turns 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. If you'd like to go to see you too, we're going to play a game next at 1-800-520-1067. Call now. K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 7 minutes after 8 o'clock.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. By the way, Kevin, your boyfriend Landon Donovan is going to be on the program tomorrow. Are you working out and getting ready for him and stuff?
Why you mock?
Because I know you love him.
I was at the game last Sunday, going this next Sunday. It's playoff time.
Oh, you do
soccer.
Love him.
Come on. He's on the U.S. team, World Cup. Come on!
That'll be...
swine.
What's wrong with
time?
You people?
He that did. For, did he, didn't we get the swine flu from him
no.
last time he was
well,
in,
he
by the way?
He had it. We didn't get
he
it.
He had it. We didn't get
we
it.
We tried.
All right. Kevin certainly did everything he could to get the swine flu from him, I'll tell you that.
Dare you.
Kissing him.
All right, here's the deal, kids. We're very excited. All of Southern California is a buzz because of the U2 tour that recently came through Pasadena. Ralph told us it set an all-time U.S. concert record for the most number of people seeing a stadium concert ever, which is just remarkable. 100,000 people or something like that. Well, they're not done yet. They're going to put it in storage for a few months for the colder months, and then they're hitting the road again next year. All sorts of U2 concert dates. They're taking their 360 tour all over these great United States of ours, including a date that you can win tickets to if you're one of our contestants for the game right now, which is June 6th, 2010, for U2 at Angel Stadium. Tickets go on sale this Monday at 10. By the way, Snow Patrol opening a bunch of dates. I think Muse is going to be maybe reopening.
What?
They opened on the East Coast for this past tour, too, for 10 dates.
And Black Eyed Peas opening some dates, of course, too. So I'm not sure who we'll get for the Angels. But that's the prize right now at 1-800-520-1067. Which game are we playing this time?
The smartest girl in the world.
The smartest woman in the world!
That's right, America. It's time for that game that's sweeping the nation. The smartest woman in the world. Her name's Miss Cleo, and she has an IQ of a 9-a-billion zillion. She has so much brain power, she could actually power a small city with it. She makes Stephen Hawking look like heaven. In fact, you should just hang up now, because nobody will ever, ever beat the smartest woman in the world!
The U2 edition.
All right. In Miss Cleo's defense, she's got huge knockers. So how smart does she really have to be, right?
That's a good point. That's part of the problem is, you know, once you have huge knockers, nobody expects more.
You just don't try as hard.
Exactly. All right. Miss Cleo, you'll be happy to know that it's not spelling that we're going to be talking about today. Today's category is going to be geography.
Crap.
Geography is going to be the category because we're going to be asking you about the cities and states of U2's upcoming North American tour, the continuation of their tour. We're going to give you the name of a city. All you're going to have to do, Miss Cleo, is come up with a state that city is in. That sounds pretty easy, right?
All right, I'm going to redeem myself today.
Sure you are. Yeah. And then, and the listeners are just going to be betting whether you're going to get it right or not before you answer.
Okay.
Now, do we want to do international as well, or do we just want to do North America?
I think all we've got are North American tour dates.
I have both.
Oh, you
of the last,
you do?
Like, couple of months, we can do international, but I think North America probably will be difficult enough for her.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like,
because we don't want to be accused of ganging up on her, right? By picking, you know, tough cities like Madrid. Like, who knows where the hell Madrid is, for instance,
Spain,
right?
Spain!
Wow, nice.
She knew that one. Darn it.
All right, so we go to the callers first, and then we find out whether they think Miss Cleo will be able to put the state to the city. Who's our first contestant?
Our first contestant is Monica. Hi, Monica.
Hi.
All right, Monica, I'm going to ask Miss Cleo to tell us in what state is the city of Charlottesville. Charlottesville is going to be the city. Will she know what state you two will be playing if they play Charlottesville?
I'm going to say she will.
She will.
You're going to say she will. All right, Miss Cleo, Charlottesville is in what state?
North Carolina?
I'm so sorry. Virginia is what we're looking for, and that sounds to me like
it was
Monica.
North Carolina too.
It sounds to me that Monica was wrong, right?
She thought it was too.
Everyone thought it was North Carolina.
Yeah.
Didn't she say she was going to get it right or wrong? I thought she said she was going to get it right.
Right. Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
Sorry. Gotta go.
Sorry,
bye,
Monica.
Yeah. Always bet against Miss Cleo if you don't know. Always bet against Miss Cleo. Who's our next contestant?
She's the smartest. She's the smartest. She never gets anything wrong.
Maybe she does. All right, let's go to Gary. Hi, Gary.
Good morning, guys.
Hi, Gary.
All right, Gary, listen up. U2 is playing in a city known as Tampa. Tampa is the name of the city. Will Miss Cleo know what state Tampa is in?
I think she will.
You think she will?
Florida.
How about that?
Yeah!
All right.
Don't celebrate like you just saw some
right on
difficult equation.
Gary is in the drawing. He has a very good chance of winning tickets for U2.
All right, let's go to Dennis. Hi, Dennis.
Hi, guys. Morning, Kevin and Bean. Lisa May.
Good morning.
Good morning, Dennis. All right, listen up. You two recently played the city of East Rutherford. East Rutherford is the city. Will Miss Cleo be able to put the state to the city?
Come on, Cleo.
No, I don't think she will.
She won't be able to come up with the state. Miss Cleo?
Minnesota.
Yes, it's where the New York Giants play, in fact. Congratulations, Miss Cleo. Oh, I'm sorry, no. New Jersey is what we were looking for, but that's good news for Dan.
She's the smartest. She's the smartest. I don't even think she has boobs.
No, she does have that. All right, you hold on. You're in the drawing. Let's go to Leisha.
Yes.
Hi, Leisha.
How are you?
Good, thank you.
All right, Leisha, listen up. U2 in Raleigh means U2 playing in what American state? Will Miss Cleo be able to come up with it? What do you think?
Oh, gosh. I think she will.
She will. All right.
You say yes on Raleigh. Miss Cleo.
North Carolina.
Yes!
She's the smartest, she's the smartest. She really has a big brain.
Not boobs.
Thanks,
all right, we got time for two more, I think.
Okay.
All right, let's go to Lizette. Hi, Lizette.
Good morning. Good morning, Lisa. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, we're going to ask Miss Cleo, in what state is the great American city of Toronto? Will Miss Cleo be able to come up with a state for Toronto? What do you think?
I think she can.
You think yes. Miss Cleo, in what state is the city of Toronto?
I have no idea.
Toronto, big city. You've heard of it.
I have Nevada.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, it is Nevada. That
Toronto
is correct.
Toronto is Nevada.
Oh. She's the smartest. She's the smartest. She never gets anything wrong.
Little bit of a trick question. Toronto's in Canada, Miss Cleo. Sorry, it's actually
Wait,
in Canada.
You said the United States.
You said the United States. That
That's
is not
cool.
Fair.
I totally thought that.
I said North America, but I think Bean said American city.
Come on,
I did that because I wanted Miss Cleo to say it's not in America. I was hoping she would know that.
I was thinking the United. All right,
as I did, there must be another Toronto.
That's cool.
That is
Next,
BS.
That's okay.
No,
wow,
it's
everyone's
not.
Mad.
BS.
Everyone's angry.
It's kind of not. I mean, we're talking about Toronto. We're not talking about a small
Correct,
place.
But, yeah, but there could be two. There's a Paris.
Did Lizette get it right or wrong?
Did she think she was going to get it right?
Did she get it right or wrong? I don't remember.
What did you say?
I think she said yes.
She said yes.
Okay, then she got it wrong.
I'm afraid.
All right. Thank you for the call.
All right. One more.
See,
Miss Cleo, I just felt like there was no chance in a million years you didn't know Toronto was in Canada.
No chance. That was in Canada.
BS.
That's what I was going to say, but then I didn't want to sound like a fool.
Here's the thing. We don't need trick questions from Miss Cleo.
All right, one more.
She's the smartest. She's the smartest. I don't even think she has boobs.
All right, Eric, hi.
Yeah, Eric.
All right, Eric, we're going to ask Miss Cleo about the U2 concert date in the city of Norman. Norman is the name of the city. Will she know what state? Please say no.
No.
No. Okay. Miss Cleo, how about Norman? No, I'm sorry. Close, though. Norman is where you find the University of Oklahoma, which is where Norman is. Nice try.
So you've never known that as well.
You are in the drawing.
Okay.
She's the smartest. She's the smartest. She really has a big brain. Not boobs.
We got room for two big winners for you two at Angel Stadium June 6th. Lisa?
Our winners are Gary and Dennis.
Gary and Dennis. Gary, congratulations. You got the tickets. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, thank you, guys.
Nicely Hold done. On. Hold on. And Dennis, congratulations. You got tickets as well.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome.
Thanks for playing the world's greatest game.
She's the smartest. She's the smartest. She never gets anything wrong.
You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Tuesday. I'm telling you, if this next topic were on trial, Psycho Mike would be the first 20 witnesses.
Yeah.
This is right in his wheelhouse,
yeah.
Isn't it? We've been talking off the air a couple of days about this unbelievable story about a guy who was pulled over, for a traffic violation,
yep.
Right?
Yep.
Wasn't even anything that was that had anything to do with what he ended up getting arrested for. And the police said, hey, what are you stealing all these x-rays from the hospital for? What are you doing with all these x-rays and mammogram photos? And it turned out that he was taking him home to use on his own time in his fantasy imagination.
He was
really?
Using, yeah, he was using x-rays and mammograms for his alone time.
Now, x-rays just have a slight outline of the body.
Right, but it's
really.
Basically.
But it's basically your
bones.
It's
skeleton,
it's
yeah.
Skeleton.
X-ray may be too much inside a woman, right? I mean, that's too deep is what that is if you're getting to the bone and the organs, right?
You're certainly missing the enjoying parts, the enjoyable parts, right? I mean,
right, you're way past the skin. You're way past any part that could be good to look at. Now you're getting into cartilage, okay? I don't even know. I'm embarrassed to say, Lisa, I don't even know what a mammogram photo is. I mean, is this also an internal photo of the boob that they take when they do a breast exam?
Yeah.
You get like a silhouette, though, like a wispy silhouette of a boobie.
But, you do.
But aren't there magazines and, I don't know, internet and billboards and people?
But here's my thing. Sometimes you're not around magazines, billboards, and people. Sometimes you got to use whatever you have. And maybe he was thinking ahead. He wanted to have a cache of something on hand at all times.
Maybe he knew who these people were and he selectively stole their mammograms.
I mean,
but at least he could put a face to the x-ray?
Yeah, but Lisa, you could give me a full medical set of records for Megan Fox, even knowing it's Megan Fox. Her x-ray's never going to be hot, okay?
Her mammogram?
It's just not.
Yeah, I'd
her mammogram
I'd
might be high. That, so that's, I can understand. Yeah, you're right about that.
I would totally use that.
Maybe her mammogram. Okay, baby.
This guy is so much closer to you than you even know.
No, how dare you?
But look, couldn't you pick up any, I mean, not even a porn magazine. Couldn't you pick up any, Newsweek has to have something in it that's hotter than a mammogram or an X-ray.
Or People magazine or the tabloids, you know, national.
You don't have to look far.
Inquire. Yeah, there's tons. Us Weekly, there's stuff everywhere. How do you use X-rays?
I've used...
Psycho Mike is our resident expert on the finding things to use for alone time.
My weak sauce, Spank Bank, is huge. I used to use a pullout from a magazine, you know, like to reorder.
Right.
It had a picture of a chick in a bikini in it. It fell out of, like, I think of my dad's Sports Illustrated when
I was
little.
It was like a little 3x5 card.
I saved that for a long time. I remember there was a TLC album, Crazy Sexy Cool, that came out in the mid-90s. If you unfolded, like, the booklet of the CD, there was pictures of them in, like not even revealing lingerie.
No, but they were hot.
Yeah, so I used that a lot. There was, I remember I stole a woman's magazine. It was Cosmo, one of those magazines for my mother. And there was an ad for encouraging women to go get their breasts examined.
Mm-hmm.
And it had like a picture of a woman
with the hand
holding her boob. Yeah, like, oh, better check out my boob, make sure there's no lumps. And I use that a lot.
And here's the thing. Mike is about as demented as they get. I don't think he'd go for the X-ray.
Never crossed your mind. No. Of course, he didn't have access. But.
No, but
even so, that's a special layer of loser.
I think. Oh man,
what?
I think the lowest I've ever gone was at a convalescent.
Hold that. All right. We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 for weak sauce spank banks. All right, what was it? The lowest moment.
There was a pamphlet at a convalescent home that my great grandmother was in.
Oh no! Yeah. And,
are
women?
You kidding?
And I wait. When she was close to her to the end,
were there spent hot nurses?
Yeah, but she was in a full nursing outfit. But she was pretty hot, Latina.
Okay.
And I had to spend a lot of time at my great grandma's bedside because she was close to the end.
Right.
So I was sitting there, I was bored a lot because she couldn't talk or do anything. So I took this pamphlet about, you know, take care of senior citizens into the bathroom.
And, wow, that is
I'm impressed that Mike just didn't do it in the room.
Me too.
At least he left grandma's bedside to handle that,
but
at least.
It wasn't just old people. It was the nurse
on
that was
cover,
taking care of
on
him.
The cover in a full nurse's outfit,
right.
So it wasn't even hot. It was like a pretty attractive nurse.
It wasn't like a Halloween nurse costume.
No.
Not at all.
No.
But it wasn't a freaking X-ray. I mean, that just seems...
Yeah, that's weirder than that.
The opposite of sexy.
If you know who it is, I might do that. If I could guarantee proof it was Megan Fox or Marissa Miller, and it was like their outline of their boobie with skeleton, I'd be like, that's kind of
hot.
Here's
the thing about that. It turns out Megan Fox and Marissa Miller, hundreds of thousands of pictures out there.
Yeah, but
that have been taken of the beautiful part of them.
Sometimes you got to freshen up the spank bank.
Nope.
Yeah, you got to throw in a little curveball.
With bones? With a skeleton? Really?
Yeah.
Well, with one. We've done this topic before, and the problem is that our friend in Brimfield, Ohio, has ruined it for the rest of us.
Yeah.
Because we don't expect anyone to be able to beat Jaime Aguirre, because he's doing it to X-rays, okay? But there has to be something in your weak sauce spank bank that you can tell us about. Something that rivals Psycho Mike with the pamphlet from the old folks' home. That's kind of what we're looking for with your telephone calls. By the way, girls could call too, I guess, but this isn't really as much their deal as it is for the...
It's not a girl thing.
I think it's... unfortunately, it's going to be mostly a sausage fest in the next segment. But we want to take your calls, guys. 1-800-520-1067. It was difficult. You can't believe you were able to pull it off, but you're pretty proud of yourself for making it work. Give us a call. We'll talk to you next on the Kevin and Bean Show. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's hard to believe in the 21st century, in the age of the internet, and in the age of 24 hours of television channels, and the age of everything in the world in print, that a guy would still have to steal X-rays to use for his weak sauce spank bank. But that's the story out of Brimfield, Ohio. And Psycho Mike's just disappointed that he didn't think of it first. We're taking your calls, 1-800-520-1067. The lamest, weakest, least sexual thing you ever had to use because you were desperate. That's the topic on the table. Lisa, you're going to be so proud that these guys are listening to our show.
Oh, boy.
And why don't we start with Bill? He's on line 4 calling the Kevin and Bean Show today. Hey, Bill, thanks for holding on. What'd you have to use, dude?
Well, when I was a kid 25 years ago, I had to use a Go-Go's album that had a picture of each one of them in a bathtub, in a bubble bath, and in one of them, I actually see part of the nipple.
Kidding. Wow, well, that, I mean, that barely sense. Counts as weak sauce. I mean, that sounds pretty strong, actually. You could use that today, in fact.
Mm-hmm. To me back then, that was gold.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Part of a nipple when you're 12 is like a hustler. You know, I mean,
I've seen you guys today seeing some celebrity with something slightly exposed, and you just can't get over it. Yeah. So that's always and forever.
Thanks for the call, Bill. Appreciate it. Let's try Steven. He's on line one on the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about our new band. They're opening for Melfon this winter, by the way. Weak Sauce Spank Bang. Hey, Steve, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey there. How's it going?
Good.
Okay. Well, when I was like 12, they used to have these bras on like Mexican and like Korean channels that would like shrink your belly and like push up your breasts. I actually recorded those commercials and like used them.
Really? Oh, my gosh.
And then when you started to get you know, that tingly feeling, you just go get your VHS tape out and watch the commercial over and over again.
Yeah, it was great.
Good times. Thanks for the call. Let's try Nick on line 7 on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hey, Nick, thanks for holding on. What'd you have to use, dude?
Hey, how you guys doing? I used a youth group pamphlet from church.
Oh. What?
Oh, sweet.
What was sexy about that?
In the church bathroom, may I add.
Dude. Well, because they have hot, like, wholesome-looking church girls in the pamphlet,
yes.
Right?
Yes, and then she was giving, like, a thumbs-up kind of thing, and then, like, her midriff was showing a little bit. Just
yeah,
a little bit.
Strong.
Yeah. The devil got me.
The devil got you, exactly. Yes. Thanks for the call. Kids today, man, they don't realize how easy they have it with the internet.
You used to have to
be super creative. Let's try Dave, by the way, who was reduced to making his own porn. He's on line 5. Hey, Dave, what are you talking about?
I was so desperate one time for some alone time in high school that I actually used a sketching book, like how to draw the human body or whatever.
Oh, my gosh.
That's awesome.
So these weren't actual sketches. It was a book that showed you how to do it?
It was sketches. Yeah, it wasn't even pictures. It was like, it was horrible.
That's fantastic.
I think the worst part of it all was that I'd gotten the book from my grandma for Christmas, and I just felt like the worst person in the
world.
Oh,
that's
no,
creepy.
That's awesome, dude. You should feel awesome about that.
Thanks for the call. Let's try, all right, it's getting depraved now. Let's try David. He's on line 1. Hi, David. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show, talking about the Weak Sauce Spank Bank. What you got?
Good morning, guys. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, David.
Yes, Weak Sauce. It just so happens that I fell upon, as a young child, the instructions on the tampon box.
Okay, now we're talking.
Are you kidding?
Now we're talking.
Oh, my God.
There just happens to be a diagram of a vagina, and it's just enough to get your mind going.
Yep.
Wow.
That's fantastic. And because Lisa's thinking nothing sexy about that, but if you're, you know, a 12-year-old guy, that's forbidden territory right there.
That's close to gold.
That's gold, right? Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. By the way, speaking of sketches of vagina, anonymous email. When I was younger, I had no other access to porn. I went to the encyclopedia, opened it up to the letter V, and, well, you figure out the rest.
No kidding.
Let's try Andrew, line 2 now. Hey, Andrew. Thanks for calling the Kevin and Bean Show. What do you got?
Hey, guys. Lisa May.
Hi, Andrew.
I was on a construction site and was doing my business in a porta potty. I look up and one of the construction workers drew an outline of a girl with big boobs.
Okay. In a porta potty.
On a
construction site. In Sharpie.
If you look at those porta potties, they're not the best smelling things in the world.
But that did not stop you?
it didn't stop me. I was in the mood.
Oh, yeah. My gosh.
Well, I've used a porta potty hundreds of times.
Really?
But well, first of all, hundreds. I hope you're exaggerating.
No,
but
any festival concert I go to, the porta potty gets handled.
Oh,
so
Mike.
Watch where you're sitting at Weenie Roast, Lisa.
Dear God.
But Mike, it was a Sharpie drawn on the wall of a bathroom, though. This isn't the guy's not like looking outside the porta potty at the hot chicks at the concert, though. Yeah. I mean, it's a Sharpie drawing.
I commend you on being resourceful, Andrew.
Thanks for the call. Let's try, Mike, at this stage, as an adult, there's no reason for you to be taking care of this business out in public, dude.
Well, I mean, I'm in the
porta potty. There's no excuse. Yeah, but that's still out in public.
Really? I got to agree. Let's say this year you try not to do that. Just this year. Let's just give it an experiment.
Well, it's too late for this whole year. You mean you have to
just for Acoustic Christmas?
Do you
please.
Really want? Do you really want there to be a catastrophe at Acoustic Christmas? Because that's
what is wrong with you. Why can't you just contain yourself?
Wouldn't you prefer gang members come to a concert with an unloaded gun? Because that's essentially
yeah, unload at home.
Let's close with a woman, by the way. Samantha is going to take us out on a happy, positive, friendly, fuzzy, warm note.
Okay.
Samantha, thanks for calling. So you may be the only woman listening to this who said, hey, I've got something to contribute.
Yes, I actually, whenever I have to buy my husband a mm-hmm. pair of underwear, I keep the cover and I just look at it and it kind of works for me.
They
kind
of works for you. There you go. Hunky guys with the six packs
yes,
in those.
Yes.
Tight little short. They're pretty hot. I'm with you.
You two need a room. Wow.
Maybe so.
Thanks for the call. Muse on K-Rock 106.7 KROQ. Isn't Muse, that's the Stephanie Meyer, the Twilight author. That's her favorite band, I understand. That's the band that she loves the most. And if you love all things Twilight, check out our friend Nicole Alvarez once again tonight on K-Rock. She's going to be handing out passes for this event in Hollywood Friday night with members of the cast of the movie and a special performance by Death Cab for Cutie, who are on the soundtrack to Twilight New Moon. So she'll have those tickets for you tonight. And Death Cab is going to be performing live right here on the Kevin and Bean Show Thursday morning on the world famous K-Rock. It's 8:52. Ralph Garman joins us in studio for another look at the showbiz beat for Tuesday. What's going on, Ralph?
You know, it's funny sometimes how comedy translates throughout the world. Sometimes there'll be somebody who's thought of as hysterical in one part of the world and never catch on in the other. For example, Bean, here in the United States, not funny. Not even a little bit. In Argentina, he can't walk down the street. People think he's hilarious. They love him.
Is that true? I didn't even know that. I need to go to Argentina.
Oh, Buenos Aires is your town, man. But I thought it was interesting that they just started airing 30 Rock in Germany.
Okay.
They've picked it up, the rights to air the show over there, and they started airing the Emmy-winning comedy 30 Rock in Germany. It first debuted last night on German television. It scored a 0.0 rating.
Really?
That means fewer than 5,000 people would have had to tune in for it to not register any rating whatsoever.
Now, is some of it that the subject matter, putting on a variety TV show, is not something that they care about or know about, and probably those stars, Tina Fey, Alec Baldwin, don't have any kind of European presence, I would imagine.
That's true. However, they promoted the show heavily, and it's on a brand new digital channel called, World War III? What's it called? No. It's called DZFN Neo. And apparently this is supposed to be the cutting-edge younger demographic station, and they just couldn't get their interest, so we'll have to wait and see if people start listening or not, but they said it's the lowest rated television program ever in the history of Germany.
Yeah.
So, bad news.
I don't want to go to there.
See what he did? Mm-hmm. Lindsay Lohan! Her friends are concerned for her. They think that she's so distraught and has told several of her friends, according to Star Magazine, that she has nothing left to live for, that her friends fear she may take her own life soon.
Lindsay Lohan.
That's one side of the coin. However, the Daily Mirror tabloid has another story about Lindsay Lohan that may have given her something to live for. Apparently, she was at a resort in Monaco and was caught doing a sexy lap dance for Gerard Butler at a club there.
Wow.
There you go.
Yay!
The tabloid says later in the evening, she was overheard telling friends that the much older actor was hot and would be mine. And the two apparently left together at the end of the night.
Yeah!
Hello!
So maybe Lindsay has something to live for after all.
How does Lindsay
a
afford
butler
to
butt.
To jet set like that?
I don't know.
Good question, Lisa.
That is a good question.
Yeah. And Gerard Butler could look outside and find 1,000 women hotter than Lindsay Lohan at this point to take home, right?
Yeah, but she's pretty crazy. Yeah.
But she's still Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't turn that away.
And sometimes
you can have it all. You can have her and then all the other ones.
Right.
I was going to say, sometimes zero effort is appealing. You know, like he's like, you know, this is pretty easy. I'll just...
What else is appealing? Saying, Lindsay Lohan bagged her last night. That's appealing.
How would he say that?
There's another happy thought.
Sorry. Lindsay Lohan, I bagged her last night with my kilt and a haggish. Owen Wilson, what's wrong with you? What is wrong with you? Mm-hmm. Hollywood Reporter says today, Owen Wilson will be the voice of the Great Dane Marmaduke in the big budget, big screen version of the long-running, never-funny comic strip. It gets worse, by the way. Also joining the cast, this will be a combination CGI live-action film, by the way. Judy Greer and William H. Macy.
Oh, I'm so sad now.
They're both.
What about the dogs? What about the dogs?
They're both great actors. I don't know why they need to be in Marmaduke. That doesn't make any sense to me. Yeah.
Marmaduke.
And here's the other thing that I don't get about Marmaduke, because I've been puzzled by this since you brought it up earlier this morning, Ralph. Marmaduke has existed on the comic pages in your Sunday newspaper for 30 years,
gotta
right?
Got to be 30 years.
Well, who are the people who are saying, hey, Marmaduke is hot all of a sudden, or Marmaduke needs to be a movie? I mean, it's not like there's been a groundswell of Marmaduke love lately, and all of a sudden they're trying to tap into that. I mean, it's just laying there, being as lame as it always has been. What are they doing? Why are they deciding now to make it a movie?
Because there is a general master list now in Hollywood of everything that anyone has ever heard of. And they're just going to make a movie about each one of those things. They're just working their way through the list. They're making freaking Battleship the movie.
Yeah.
Monopoly the movie.
Right.
Yahtzee the movie.
Look at those kids on the Life cereal box. There's got to be a movie with them, right?
They'll get to them. They'll get to them. That's what I'm telling you. We live in tragic, sad times, people.
That isn't good for you.
And Bean, are you familiar with Forks, Washington?
Yes, Forks is the fictional setting of the Twilight series.
Oh, there's no real Forks, Washington?
There is a real Forks, Washington, but it doesn't have anything to do with... I mean, it's in the books. They set the Twilight characters there, even though, obviously, it's a fictional world.
Oh, is it?
There's nothing in Forks that's really Twilight-related.
Oh, really? Just announced today, Bean, Twilight the Restaurant.
Okay,
oh,
well...
man.
New restaurant based on the Twilight book and movie series is opening next year there in Forks, Washington.
They already get... visitors, you know, from people who are crazy about the books that just drive around Forks going, yep, there's nothing Twilight related here because it's all made up.
Well, now.
Why is that, Mexico?
What? Well, now those Twihards will get to go to Forks and then eat at the Twilight restaurant.
Okay.
I heard getting drink refills there was a real pain in the neck.
Oh!
This is a good one! See, because they drink blood!
File. File.
It's already in there.
They have a big dog outside, too.
Epic fail.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Roseanne Barr is 57 years old today. Comedian. Yeah, sad but true. Comedian Dennis Miller is 56. Singer Adam Ant is 55. Dolph Lundgren, who of course legendarily played Drago in Rocky IV. He is 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
SSPU. See, I'm very busy. I don't have time to say Silver Sun pickups on the world-famous K-Rock. It's 106.7 KROQ. It is 921. By the way, speaking of Silver Sun pickups, those guys are awesome, and we love them, and they were in on the show yesterday performing that song and their new song live. We have those available at kevinandbean.com in the sounds page if you want to check that out. Did we shoot a video when they were here yesterday, too?
Yes, we did.
We did. So you should definitely check that out at kevinandbean.com. Those guys are tremendous. And, of course, you can see them tonight. Still some seats available to see them and a whole bunch of other bands at the Gibson Amphitheater. Speaking of stuff available for download, I have to give the King of Mexico props. He is constantly updating the website. We now also have Miss Cleo's European dance remix of her hit Clocks. This is the one we're talking about.
A clock. With a clock and it's those and with a clock and it's and clock similar to clock with a clock.
That's killing it in Reykjavik. Apparently it's the number one track across all of Iceland right now. But yeah, you can pick up the Clocks remix. That is now available for free for download on the Kevin and Bean download rodeo page of kevinandbean.com.
That's remix.
And I guess, Psycho Mike, I did not approve, but apparently your LMFO remake, your parody version of Shots, is also very popular. Here's the original that inspired you.
Yeah! When I walk in the club, all eyes on me. Yeah. I'm with the party rock crew, all drinks are free. We like Sir Rock, we love Patron.
That,
everybody is on. Shots.
Yeah, that's the worst kind of music there is in the world. And those guys in LMFO have got the biggest scam in the world. They're casting for bikini girls to join them on tour right now.
Oh, you're kidding.
Wow. They got a tour kicking off in Reno this weekend. Yeah, and they're casting for bikini girls. That's how they roll.
They are pure poo when it comes to music. But
they're
geniuses in that they'll always have a gig playing Cabo or, you know, Spring Break in Daytona Beach, you know, because all their songs are just about getting laid and getting drunk.
Right.
You know?
Right. Exactly. So they know their audience. That's for sure. Yeah. And that song has been so huge. I mean, it's one of the biggest hits of the summer and the fall. It was just on the hills this last week. I mean, you can't get away with stupid shots. And I thought, first of all, the first like 2,000 times I heard that song, I thought, this song couldn't be any dumber. And then you came in last week and proved me wrong because there is a way to take shots and make it even dumber.
What?
So I'm like, you've turned it into farts.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
I made it better and more highbrow.
You made it more Mike. I know that.
Yeah. Why does every song you do have to involve stuff coming out of your ass?
Because that's where his focus is.
Well, and that's where the focus of the world is, okay?
What? Your ass?
We debuted this.
That the universal language of comedy is farts.
We debuted this last week on the Kevin DeBean Show, and I had hoped that it would be, you know, on and gone and on to the next one. But apparently there has been some pretty positive reaction. Now, unfortunately, this one is not available on the Download Roto because, well, we don't own the music. We're not allowed to put stuff up that's copyrighted, so we can't make it available for download. You can stream it, though, from KevinDeBean.com. And what kind of reaction are you getting from the kids on farts?
Todd Hansen says, good thing I pulled over when I heard your parody song. I had coffee coming out of my nose, I would have crashed. What about, let's see, Jesus Navarro says, farts, 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 I need more farts, I need it as my ringtone. It's the most effing funny thing I've ever heard. Come on, take it over the world, buddy. Take it over the world.
Anyone who's so young that they like that song can't be old enough to drive and can't be old enough to write to you. That's
sadly,
what's confusing to me.
Not true.
You should embrace adolescence, buddy, okay? Quit taking things too seriously.
All right, if you missed it, in the great tradition of LMFAO, and they're right up there on the Mount Rushmore of rock, Psycho Mike has figured out a way to take shots and turn it into farts. Won't you please enjoy?
Yeah! If your stomach's playing tricks on you, you got that indigestion. Don't reach for no Pepto-Bismol. Grab another burrito. Let your ass hang. Embrace it. Grab your pimp cup. Spread your cheeks. Yeah! When my stomach's upset, you best plug your nose. My ass packs a punch of lethal blows. I cut the cheese, I drop them bombs. I'm making chemical warheads like Saddam. Farts, 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 everybody! Farts, 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 everybody! I clear a room, give me a chance. I burned a hole right through my underpants. So eat some beans, you can join in. Just grab your cheeks, cut the cheese, break some wind, yeah! Farts, 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 everybody! Farts, 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 farts. If you got lots of gas, then let it out your ass. If you got lots of gas, then let it out your ass. If you got lots of gas, then let it out your ass. If you got lots of gas, let it the f*** about your ass.
All right, we hear it. We get it. We get it. It's a long fart. We get it. Yeah, I can hear it. Now streaming at KevinDeBean.com, and now you know why the Kevin DeBean Show is a show that everyone can agree on at work.
Hey!
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 9:38. You're listening to the Kevin DeBean Show on a Tuesday. Oh, bad news. Dr. Drew is bringing the hammer down. He's got all sorts of new rules on the show. Have you heard what he's doing on the Kevin DeBean Show now, Dr. Drew? He's telling us all this stuff.
What are you talking about?
Listen to this. Here's Dr. Drew.
Now, you guys all signed a celibacy contract.
What?
So in that contract, no pornographic material, no seductive behavior, what? Appropriate dress, no masturbation.
Oh!
Right? And then no touching in this program, right? Nobody touches. At most, handshake. If the other person gives you permission.
We're going to start getting permission for anything beyond a handshake now? What's the point of working with Lisa May if that's the rule?
I thought I was filling out my breakfast order. I didn't know I was signing some kind of contract.
Yeah, apparently they're really clamping down here at the company. I don't know. So
that's anyway. Out too. Can't clamp down anymore either.
No clamping down at all.
I'm out too.
terrible. All right, time for a final look at what's going on in the world. Oh, Hollywood, here's Ralph.
I feel bad for our pal Jimmy Kimmel.
Why?
Well, you know, a couple months ago, he set the record for the world's largest meatball.
Oh, that's right. Sure, yeah.
Yeah, he made a meatball weighing 198 pounds a couple months ago.
Are you serious?
Yeah. But his record just got crushed. Matthew Minitsky, owner of Nani's Italian Eatery in Concord, New Hampshire.
They're a couple of homos.
Just set the record of a 222-pound meatball. It's the world's largest meatball.
Jimmy's not going to let that stand. I mean,
hope
clearly
not.
He'll be back, right?
I hope he has the sack to dust himself off, get back up on that horse of meat, and ride into the record books.
Dr. Drew just buzzed in. No more horse of meat on the program. Not allowed.
They're playing at the Troub.
H.O.M. is played at the Troub?
Tila Tequila is offering a one-of-a-kind collectible, if you're a fan of hers, for charity. Apparently, like Katy Perry did, she's got her boobs. She put them in a plaster cast. She's got a plaster cast of her breasts done and is auctioning it off for charity. Now, you have to take this with a grain of salt, considering it's Tila Tequila, but she claims the highest bid is already at $44,500 for a plaster replica of her breasts.
Hard to imagine.
Hard to imagine, indeed. I don't even know if Katy Perry's went for that much.
Yeah.
And that's a lot more plaster. New York Post says she is doing it for charity and not for attention.
Yeah. No, because she wouldn't.
She doesn't like attention. But $44,500. I will give you $50,000 for charity if you put Tila Tequila in plaster and just leave her there. Just cover her up with plaster. Just a head-to-toe body cast.
All holes covered?
Yeah, all holes covered.
Airtight?
Airtight, airtight.
I like it.
I would pay for that, too.
I would pay for that. And I would just mount her over my my mantle.
Dr. Drew says no more mounting Tila Tequila.
Oh, come on! Dr. Drew!
Whatever happened with the Sean Merriman investigation, by the way? Did that just fade away quietly?
I don't know what happened with that.
Remember for a while there? Mm-hmm. I mean, she was claiming that it was a pretty serious beat up and whatnot.
Yeah.
And
he said she was drunk. He was trying to keep her from driving. I think the cops went by and said, seriously, no one can blame you.
Yeah. Tila Tequila. Nice Come work. On, do what nice you got to do, son.
Nice work. And then they just kind of turned a blind eye. Terminator movie. You want another one? Terminator Salvation cost about $200 million to make, but it made $371 million at the box office.
No kidding.
So it looks like we're going to see yet another Terminator movie. Daily Variety has announced that the company that owns the rights to the franchise is going bankrupt.
That's that is, man. I'm telling you.
And so they are auctioning off the rights to the next film as part of the bankruptcy. And it looks like someone is working on a fifth movie in the series. So.
Good for you.
All right, guys, easy.
One or the other, either you or me, Mike. Come on.
That's too much bail. Too much bail goodness.
Elton John is sick.
Oh.
He's so sick that he's in the hospital. Spokesperson says that Elton has not only the flu, but also a nasty E. coli bacterial infection, and mentioned something about a stomach pump and a soccer team.
No, come on. Why would you say that? You know that's not true.
That's Rod Stewart. I'm sorry.
And that's not true either. It's not true for either one of them.
Apparently, he is healing, but still feeling pretty down in the dumps, which is where he likes to be. And,
I guess I'm kind of like queen of the gays.
He is going to be rejoining Billy Joel on their face-to-face tour later this month in Northern California, if all goes according to plan.
I don't want to go into your man cave.
If he stayed face-to-face, we wouldn't have these problems.
Okay.
So I'm just saying.
And he's Pink, a great artist.
And Pink.
Oh, Pink.
Pink has a little tale to tell, a little moral of the story. Always wear your ID badge, even if you're a huge star.
Just a little pink.
Even if you're a huge star. Apparently, she was in Birmingham, England, performing at the National Indoor Arena there, where she was going to her dressing room, and there were two burly security guards posted outside her dressing room. They were burly there.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't let her in. They did not recognize her as Pink. And
she didn't.
They were working her concert, and they didn't know who she was?
They were working her dressing room.
Wow.
And she didn't have her laminate. and they would not let her in.
That's funny.
She kept saying, I'm pink, and they kept saying, right, love, sure you are. Yeah, you're pink.
Okay, explain the pink.
I'm pink, he's pink, we're all pink. And they would not let her in, and so she had to leave, find a tour manager, get an all-access pass before they would allow her into her dressing room so she could prepare for her own show.
That's funny.
How long do you think those guys kept their job? Not long, hey. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Dexter showed up at where his sister got shot. They wouldn't let him get anywhere near, remember? He didn't have his ID. He's like, hey, that's my sister.
Yeah.
Oh, well, see you.
That's
Stay out of the dark passenger.
That's not real life, though.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Bean.
Yeah. And Green Day, speaking of music, has announced they're going to play some stadiums in the UK next year. Band has announced yesterday concerts in Manchester in June of next year, Wembley on the 19th, Paris, a stadium gig there in June as well, and several other gigs over there in Europe as well. So
they popular.
They're very popular. London, they did a show Saturday night in a very small club as Foxborough Hot Tubs, and apparently went over brilliantly. So next summer, look for UK stadium tour for Green Day. Or don't, because most of you aren't in the UK. So don't.
It's good information for us listening.
I'm just saying, maybe you want to plan your vacation around a trip there. Or not. Today's celebrity birthdays.
Yeah?
What?
I'm just thinking. I got a little time. I should probably really mention real quick that Weezer's got a new CD today called Ratitude. You can check that out. Foo Fighters, Greatest Hits. Available also today. I got a lot of angry, hateful death threats via email. Because I didn't mention that Morrissey has a new CD as well today.
Stupid. Like, there's
like
a... I
didn't mention, like, Morrissey.
Like a Morrissey CD, fool.
It's called, like, something.
It's called Pompadours and and Tears. And
apparently, it is it is sort of a greatest hits, B-sides mostly, of his most recent albums in one collection. So you can check that out. Just want to give you the heads up. Today's celebrity birthday is Roseanne is 57. Dennis Miller celebrates his 56th birthday. Adam Ant celebrates his 55th. Dolph Lundgren, who played, of course, Drago in Rocky IV. He is 52 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thank you, Ralph. I got a big Kevin and Bean show playing for you tomorrow. Frankly, at this point, we're just buying your love because we're continuing to give lots of stuff away so that you will sit through our boring radio program to win it. We got more tickets for U2 at Angel Stadium that you can win first thing tomorrow morning. We also are going to hook you up with all sorts of Twilight stuff, including a screening of the movie before it opens on November 20th in theaters. These Twilight New Moon fans, they're excited about the film coming out, Rob. And we still have 2.5 more weeks of Twitards before the movie finally opens.
They're killing me. They're killing me. They make the Star Wars geeks look downright rational.
And what's the deal? Lisa, you've read the books. You love the movie, the first one. What is it that makes people go so rabid beyond just, hey, it's an entertaining show and a great book to read?
It's the romance. It is.
But isn't there far more realistic romance in lots of other movies?
And vampires are just sexy. You take the vampire thing, which people love.
Can't find vampires and romance anywhere
and
these
then
days. That's true.
You create Edward, which is like the perfect man, except for he's a vampire.
Except for his looks.
Yeah.
I think he's sexy. I think
he's
hot.
Super flimsy.
Way flimsy. And I think his head got caught in one of those compactors.
And now there's a talking dog in the movie. I mean,
he's
that doesn't even make any sense.
Marmaduke's in the movie.
I hate all of you. You are just, you don't even know.
Marmaduke and Beethoven.
I'm sorry. Say that again, Lisa.
You don't even know.
All right. So we have those tickets for you tomorrow. Also, the MLS playoffs are going on. That's what everybody is talking about. Right now,
this is the gayest Kevin and Bean show ever. Twilight and soccer.
We happen to be big fans of our friend Landon Donovan. He is one of the all-time great players for the Los Angeles Galaxy.
He let Han Solo get frozen in carbonite.
Lando Calrissian. No, this is Landon Donovan. Also, we got a Kevin and Bean instant request for you tomorrow. And Dr. Drew just inspired me moments ago. I think I'm going to have to bring in some highlights of the Sex Rehab on VH1. Dr. Drew's Sex Rehab show because, it's fascinating to hear how much sex, which generally is a positive thing, has destroyed the lives of these people, and apparently how difficult it is an addiction to break.
I know is he asked people at one point, have you ever masturbated to the point of injury? That's an actual question.
And
he
people
asked.
Said yes.
Apparently so, Lisa. That's when you know you have a problem.
Oh, my God.
That's serious. Because I've never gotten that far.
I'll just give you one tease, and then we got to go. The super hot playmate who you remember, the black chick who was in the Colin Farrell sex video.
Nicole Moraine.
Yeah.
Nicole Moraine.
She's on, and she said at one point, I'll bring in the tape tomorrow. She's like, I almost hate to masturbate because when I do, I can't stop. If I start, sometimes I stay home and do it for 18 hours straight. That's problems, right? That's ruining your life. Sex addiction is what
yeah.
that is.
Yeah.
If it takes you out of the game for a whole day. That's
I don't
not
know
good.
If I could get results for 18 hours. Maybe yeah. I would too.
That's
maybe
a problem unless you look like Nicole Narain, in which I think it's awesome.
You know? It's awesome for you yeah. to think about. It's yeah. not awesome for her to have 18 days locked in her room.
All right.
A slave to her own.
I guess.
Sexuality.
She should spend a little less time complaining, a little more time hooking up a webcam. That's my advice to Narain. All right. All of that tomorrow morning right here on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. Don't go away. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music next, including the new one from them, Crooked Vultures. That's called New Fang. Lisa, with you and your little vampire friends. Also some Muse. We got some Foo Fighters, Pearl Jam, Rise Against, 3 Days Grace, and more straight ahead right after this on K-Rock.